Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. The President of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
And it wasn't a one-off. Rubio says strikes like these will happen again.
On the Venezuela vessel, vessel strike, what legal authority were you guys working under? And will there be an after report on the strike?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be an after report. I mean, the legal authority, and I want to talk about these kids, is that there are people who are bringing literal terrorists who are bringing deadly drugs into our country, and the President of the United States ran on a promise of stopping this poison from coming into our country. Another question?
It's Thursday. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, September 4th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. Again, thank you so much for joining us. All right. Another massively important full plate full of incredible intrigue as the ongoing battle to take control of our government from the globalist deep state intensifies. One of the big topics I'm going to hit is Trump administration blowing up that TDA boat that their intelligence tracked coming out and headed towards the United States that they know has been bringing in fentanyl and killing 11 on board. And a lot of people have said, is that constitutional? Does Trump have that authority? And 110% he does. And that goes back to the precedents and then laws that came out of our third president, Thomas Jefferson, and the Barbary Pirates. So I'm going to give a brief history lesson on that coming up in the next segment. I'll spend maybe 7-8 minutes on it. But it's important because I've studied the Constitution. I've studied our history. I talked to a lot of constitutional lawyers and historians, and I already knew that I was right. But I went and looked it up just to double check it, and I've got it right here for you. Then we've got Kennedy going from absolute MVP battling Big Pharma and the kidnapped children to the GOAT. I mean, he's the Michael Jordan of this now. He's the Tom Brady of it, football. When it comes to what he's doing, he is wrecking them. I mean, he's doing so much good, I can't even keep track of it. And all these pessimists out there will bitch and complain. They don't even know what's going on. I mean, I can't even keep track of it all. I spend 4 hours a day just on Kennedy devastating them. I mean, you talk about paying off. You talk about the real deal. And I can just tell you, I can put two and two together. And I know he knows this. They killed his dad and his uncle. They 100% are going to try to kill him. And he knows that. So, I mean, something about these Kennedys is they just won't stop. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. And the deep state is crapping its britches. Bill Gates is headed to the White House again tonight. We're going to cover it all. So much more today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed now from Realm Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, and the Alex Jones Network on Rumble, because you're the Paul Revere's. You carry the light in the dark of the night. every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Every time we begin to launch a new transmission, I remind myself that this is a death battle, a life and death struggle. And we are truly fighting the forces of evil, and every minute of every hour and every day and every week and month and year we have to be on the battlefield, and the fight between good and evil is a precious one. And we should not let any of our energy or focus or information or research or will or prayer go to waste. All right, Kennedy testified to the Senate yesterday, and I could easily just take the five-hour testimony and just air that today. I mean, yesterday and today, it's ongoing right now. And it is just amazing. And all the things that Kennedy's doing and the ways they're attacking him right now as we speak. And the dismantling of the Democrat crime syndicate and the Bill Gates control arms. I mean, just an hour ago, he was also giving other testimony yesterday, is incredible. Because I've been following it very closely, as many of you have. I mean, my nose has been in the books here. So I know everything he thinks true, and then he's got even new intel that every time he says it, a week comes out. So he's dropping stuff that's, you know, that was unknown until now. And he's like, look, they went and fired anybody that criticized the shots and knew they were deadly. And he goes over all the statistics, and they try to attack him and do this gaslighting. And in response to that, right now Pocahontas is attacking him on Capitol Hill in the Senate committee, Senate Finance Committee. They've had hecklers say, he's killing people. Kennedy's killing people. They don't give any evidence of where he's killing people. Kennedy's weaponizing the healthcare system. No, it's been weaponized. And he's the guy that started making that point 30 years ago. First person I heard say we have weaponized healthcare was him. So they're taking everything he says is true. Now Bernie Sanders is attacking. And they're just apoplectic because what he's doing is right and it's so popular. So I already have some of the testimony he was giving yesterday and interviews, and then he was a few days ago in Texas giving a testimony. It was all incredible. We already heard some of that. And then we got today's. It's just amazing. And to counter that, they've got protests inside. They've got employees signing letters but not putting their names on it. It's an oxymoron, I know. You've just got full hysteria, and Bill Gates and a bunch of other globalists running to the White House tonight to have dinner with Trump. He just met with Gates 2 weeks ago. And Albert Bourla of Pfizer says, let's give a Nobel Prize to Trump for warp speed right as Trump comes out Monday and says, looks like I was lied to about warp speed. They hid the numbers that it was actually a terrible shot, which I told you was seismic and huge because Trump now knows because Kennedy's given the evidence. And they're trying to hide it inside HHS and CDC, and they fired the head last week because she wouldn't release it. But we already have it from lawsuits, big pieces of it. So that is massive all coming to a head. Then you got Russia just took major cities in the last week, and the Ukrainian military is collapsing. NATO is now threatening to send in 250,000 troops. That's come to a head. Kremlin blasts unacceptable Western plan for Ukraine security guarantees. We've got Trump again talking about dying and trying to get into heaven and what's behind that. We've got the Blue-Anon movement, CNN, saying Trump plans to cancel elections, become a dictator. We'll get into exactly what's behind that. D.C. sues Trump administration over illegal deployment of National Guard in Washington, even though a week and a half ago and last week again, the mayor admitted a massive drop in overall crime. When you look at the actual numbers, it's 89% in overall violent crime. No murders in now over 2 weeks. So to their constituents, they go, oh, yeah, it's working. And the Maryland governor, after criticizing Trump, said now, oh, I want troops. So to the constituents, they say one thing, but then they sue and try to block it on the other. We'll explain why they want crime, why they want this to happen. And again, troops are just a Band-Aid. You got to remove the Soros DAs. I mean, I've got articles here where people shoot folks, kill them, and they're out of jail the next day with Soros DAs just today. It's the same thing in Europe. Two Muslim teens threw a hand grenade into a house because they didn't like the native Swedes, blew the house up. They were released one day later, no charges. So in Sweden, you can't have guns. You can't even have pepper spray to defend yourself. Oh, yeah, that's a felony there. But somehow the Muslims are constantly getting hand grenades. So that's coming up. But let's just dip in right now well, I know it was live. I want to see the Pocahontas thing. Back it up 5 minutes to the end of Pocahontas going into Bernie Sanders, who takes massive money from Big Pharma. I don't like millionaires or billionaires, but now because he's worth hundreds of millions, I like millionaires, communist millionaires. I've got three houses. I drive a $120,000 car. I have a $1,000 smartphone. I wear $2,000 suits. And my wife loots the pension funds at colleges. But that's what we do. So, quite frankly, I got a lot to say and a lot to do. I don't want to lean on Kennedy. But it's just hard not to watch this. Because, again, when you know the inside baseball of how he's devastating them, dismantling them, they are crapping bricks right now. Let's go to it.
Has said publicly, she has
well,
said.
I'm not surprised about that.
So you're saying she's lying?
Yes. Every conversation I had with her, there were witnesses.
I'll back it up more. I know I randomly told you. Just I imagine he's, because we're all guessing here, unless you're already watching it. I think he's talking about the CDC head that refuses to leave. And we know from the records they did their own internal studies and tests once it rolled out. And because there's been lawsuits that the Kennedys run. That already found with Pfizer, with whistleblowers, that they had deaths immediately, and they covered those up. And that they had a database that the CDC had separate from the fake one they put out. And this is a standard deal they do. It's like they couldn't get aspartame approved in the 70s because over half the rhesus monkeys that they gave it to in their food would die very quickly. So they just took the dead rhesus monkeys out and only put the ones that lived and said no fatalities. They still couldn't get it approved. And then later, Rumsfeld at the head of Searle got it approved. But I'm digressing. Let's go back to it.
$3.
Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy
for free. The question is, everyone who wants it, that was your promise.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said...
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying? When you said that, because you are the one who said you would not take them away. Now, Senator...
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary...
You want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary Kennedy, you said you wouldn't, and now you did.
I'm not taking them away. Everybody can get access to them.
No, they can't walk into a pharmacy the way they could last month and get access
It depends on the state.
A year ago.
But they can still get it. Everybody can get it.
A month ago, it did.
Everybody can get it, Senator.
So look, let's move on. You clearly are taking away vaccines. I've seen the list for what's coming up next, and that is the agenda for the next CDC vaccine panel.
By the way, hit pause.
And first up,
you're hearing rare truth from Pocahontas because she's panning. Kennedy's playing a very good game. He's like, we're not banning everything. We're just doing safety tests and real placebos for the first time ever, and we're going to look at each one. But every one they had in the pipeline, they banned them, and they took away their vaccine liability for most of them, and they took away the mandate, and they're firing all the Bill Gates people at all the agencies. And so when she said, you're taking the vaccines away, you better believe it, lady. They're all frauds. None of them work. It's all a lie. So I keep telling the listeners, like, they're like, we're not seeing enough here. There, he is literally blowing up the Death Star, if you actually study it. And that's why they are freaking out, because this is their death cult. Here, let's go back to it.
Is hepatitis B is on the agenda. So should Americans expect you to take away hepatitis vaccine access?
Pause again. He's about to release a report in a week and a half, because I know it's already leaked, that they know that was the main one given to babies at birth that is directly the most linked to autism. It's a super dangerous vaccine. Anybody in the medical service knows they make you take it, and it makes people the sickest. Three shots every few years. And they're about to release a report on that. Why are you giving it to babies when you can only get hepatitis from intravenous drug use or anal sex? Or a bad blood transfusion? No, they knew what they were doing 30 years ago. And that's right when the autism explodes. So, sorry, this is so powerful. Continue.
Not taking vaccines away from anybody.
Okay, if same answer, right? You're just going to deny that when people can't get access, that you're not taking it away. Then let me ask you, is that the same game you're going to play with
me? You want me to recommend every product in the world?
No,
so that is without any clinical trial data.
Through on your promises.
Yeah, my promise was to give.
A month ago, we could get COVID vaccines by just walking.
You can still get COVID vaccines,
you
Senator.
You are taking that away.
No, you are so still. You can still get the COVID vaccines,
question,
and
Secretary
Medicare will
Kennedy.
Still pay.
It's
for
just
them.
Not mandated. It's just not mandated.
That if she refused to sign off on your changes to the childhood vaccine schedule, that she had to resign?
No, I told her that she had to resign because I asked her, are you a trustworthy person? And she said no.
What?
So
what?
If you had an employee who told you they weren't trustworthy, would you ask them to resign, Senator?
So, I'm sorry, but this is not what she has said publicly. She has
well,
said
I'm
she
not
was
surprised about that.
So you're saying she's lying?
Yes. Every conversation I had with her, there
and
were witnesses.
And let me get this straight. This is the same person that less than a month earlier, you stood next to her and described her as unimpeachable, and you had full confidence in her, and that you had full confidence in her scientific credentials. And in a month, she became a liar?
Yeah, you should ask her what changed. And by the way, a month ago, you were voting against her. Oh, because you thought she was either incompetent, ineligible, or unsuited to the task.
I voted against her because I was afraid she was going to bend the knee to you and Donald Trump. And it looks like she didn't bend the knee, so you fired her. Look, you're putting America's babies' health at risk, America's seniors' health at risk, all Americans' health at risk, and you should resign.
Senator Sanders.
Yeah, I'm back.
Just want to pick up on Senator Warren's point. Are you telling us that the former head of CDC went to you, you asked her, are you a trustworthy person? And she said, no, I am not a trustworthy person?
She didn't say, no, I'm not a trustworthy person. She said, no.
Wow.
I'm giving a quote. And I asked her
twice. No, one second. And you're also repeating now that she is a liar, correct? What she wrote in the Wall Street Journal.
She wrote that I fired her because she refused to sign on in advance for the ACIP committee. No, that's not accurate.
All right. If you're calling her a liar, and I look forward to her coming before the HELP committee, maybe this committee as well. All right, Mr. Secretary, I've got a bunch of questions. Appreciate brevity in answering it. So-called beautiful bill threw 15 million Americans off of healthcare, substantially raised premiums, and is going to have a terrible impact on nursing homes, community health centers, rural hospitals all over America. Very briefly, is that really making America healthy again?
It's going to be the biggest infusion of federal dollars into rural health care in American history.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're cutting $150 billion for rural hospitals. You're putting $50 billion back. That's not an infusion. That's a loss of $100 billion. All right, next question. President Trump, who I don't usually agree with, called COVID vaccines, quote, one of the greatest miracles in the history of modern-day medicine that saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. Scientific community agrees with Trump. Lancet study found that it prevented almost 20 million deaths during their first year of use. Secretary Kennedy, are President Trump and the medical community right, or do you still believe that the COVID vaccine was, quote, the deadliest vaccine ever made?
No, I didn't say that. Oh, I said that in terms of affairs reports a while ago. I said today, I think that President Trump should get the Nobel Prize.
So who's right? Is Trump in the medical community right, or are you right?
President Trump did an extraordinary piece of leadership.
Is he right or wrong? Did COVID save millions of lives?
As I said, he got Americans back to work. At that time, that particular vaccine was perfectly matched to the virus that was circulating then. And I have no idea how many lives it saved, but it saved quite a few.
You know, what I find a little bit weird in this discussion, I'm hearing it over and over again this morning, Mr.
Kennedy is a master of this. Borla comes out last night and says, let's give Trump a Nobel Prize for warp speed. He knows Trump's, you know, plays into that. He's got Trump basically woken up, letting him move in there against him. They're hiding the data that's been confirmed. We already have the data that came out publicly in lawsuits that he ran with Dale Bigtree and others, and Robert Barnes and others. And so he's like, well, Trump, you know, they were going to keep everything closed. They brought him something claiming it was a total cure. He was leadership. He thought he was right. So he understands not to attack Trump. That's why he keeps winning. He does judo, folks. They throw their weight. He just uses their force to throw them through a wall. You can call it deceptive. It's not. It's slick. I mean, he is. That's how he is navigating this and getting it done. But you heard him panicking. I mean, all the mercury vaccines banned. They had to reformulate. None of them work. That's almost every vaccine out there. Now the COVID shots took away their liability protection, the mandate. Now they're refusing to roll them out because they have to have liability protection because they won't roll it out because they know it's deadly. So, yeah, suddenly they're not offering them. Suddenly you can't get them because they've effectively banned them. So that's true. And he's like, oh, no, I didn't do that. I mean, I'm not a Machiavelli guy. I understand it. I'm an expert on it. I'm the frontal assault guy. That's just it's too easy just to do that and just generally wake people up. But him navigating the bureaucrats and all this, I was already impressed with Kennedy. The guy is, you talk about 3D chess, 5D chess. Yeah, not so much with Trump. On the economy, yeah, but not in a bunch of other areas. Trump's still smart. Kennedy, when it comes to being able to navigate these people, is the Jedi master. I mean, I'm not doing this to gush over Kennedy. I'm just saying we're seeing Master Yoda here. Okay, I mean, this is, when you understand all the pieces, he is wrecking them. Continue.
Medical community on one side. You got the AMA representing hundreds of thousands of doctors, the American Academy of Pediatrics,
all the payroll of Big Pharma,
the American Public Health Association.
All lying, all fake statistics.
All of these organizations are telling us that COVID vaccine and vaccines in general are safe
and effective.
And
the two men can have a baby?
You are casting doubt on that. Who are your scientific, who are the organizations?
Everyone, it's on all the studies we know it's deadly.
And casting aspersions on vaccines.
The primary advisors are Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Oz, Vinay Prasad.
So you got a few doctors who agree with you, but I'm giving you the
not
name.
A few doctors. What you're talking about is there's a big difference, Senator, between established science and the scientific establishment. which has been co-opted by the pharmaceutical
industry. So you're telling the American people that the American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted
that
they should not trust their doctors.
And I'm
the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Back this up. They're in full panic mode. We've had insurance actuary numbers for 4.5 years of massive deaths, now 30-plus million. I can show you, even corporate media admitting, 99% effective, 92%, 87, 84, 75, 62, 44. All the studies are out there, erases your immune system. I can play you the developers of the shots saying, oh, it's a great business model, you'll have no immune system left. I can show you the head of Pfizer mRNA caught by James O'Keefe 3 years ago, saying we made these viruses in the lab, we're making more of them to release them to always have a new business model, and the shot erases your immune system. And then I have Peter Daszak 3 months before COVID shows up in late 2019 doing an interview on YouTube saying we've made all these viruses in a lab as a business model and we're about to release them. You want to see the clips again? You've all seen them. But Kennedy understands that they're trying, if it all comes out the wrong way, they're going to blame Trump. So he's got to walk the tightrope to get Trump to come out and say, oh, I was given bad data, which was true. And he's got to walk this in. And that's what he's doing. But he's already basically banned getting the shots. Plus, only 4% of the population is taking them now or less because of his work, my work, your work, all of you and others. So now we're discrediting the whole institutions. And that's the reports that are coming out. And then he went to more than 20 states in the last 6 months, 5 months is being confirmed, over and over again, to get those states to pull fluoride themselves, and now they're doing it. And then now he's got Texas coming in and banning the mandates, Florida banning all the mandates. You figure this out? He ain't just trying to get it done at the federal level. He is like Godzilla destroying Tokyo. If Tokyo is Big Pharma, Godzilla just blasted it with his electric fire or whatever. Just like he's already blown half of it down, and he's been in what, 4 or 5 months? I mean, this is, again, folks, all you hear is criticism of Kennedy because of what he's doing, and even our own people, on average, are not tracking this like I do. It takes me hours a day to even track what Kennedy's doing. And all of it is amazingly good and done with Jedi precision. It's incredible. I mean, this is like a godsend. It's so real. It's happening. This alone, thank God we got Trump in. I'm having an endorphin rush right now. I mean, this is wild. This committee hearing, is ongoing. We don't just need to hear them talking over him and the attacks on him and all of it. We need to hear the things he had to say. In fact, I didn't notice it in my clip. I thought I sent it. I want his opening statement because I've got some of the stuff he said. Yeah, but this is actual footage of Kennedy right here today and every day. He's working like 20 hours a day, and this is what's happening. So, I mean, you want action? You are getting it, boys and girls. And he's fired thousands of these people. He is removing them all over the place right now. And they are in panic mode. So we'll go out to break with more footage from the committee hearing today with head of HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, you talk about paybacks of bitch. They murdered his father when he was in the lead for president. They murdered his uncle when he was the president. And the revenge of the Kennedys against the deep state is back. And Trump's taken down the Federal Reserve as well.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have... it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God Almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We got footage here of HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. arriving at the Potomac this morning as he was making his way towards the Senate committee hearing where the desperate Big Pharma Democrats are in full panic mode. So we will continue to cover Kennedy here as this unfolds. All right, folks, I'm being sarcastic. That's Godzilla. Now, I have a fully loaded slate of incredible news, all right? And we're going to hit it all. That's why we have a 4-hour show. And we have Kathy O'Brien in the third hour to get into the sex cults, mind control, satanic ritual abuse, and how it ties into all the new Epstein revelations, which are not going away. And I've deciphered exactly what's going on. We'll get to that. And so much more. Bill Gates in an emergency meeting dispatched to the White House tonight as the Big Pharma House of Cards implodes in front of us. But before I go back to Bernie Sanders and all his babbling and stumbling, because I just got to cover this in the live hearing that's ongoing, I want to play Kennedy's opening statement today and some of the other key things he said. Then we'll go a little bit more of the hearing. And then, hell, I think today we got a bunch of big guests and a bunch of stuff lined up in the war room. But we'll obviously have a lot of the excerpts and key highlights of that, especially in the first hour of the war room today, 3 to 6 p.m., hosted by Rob Dew and, of course, myself. So look for that. But let's go ahead and play HHS Secretary Kennedy's opening statement today.
Trump's leadership, we at HHS are enacting a once-in-a-generation shift from a sick care system to a true health care system that tackles the root causes of chronic disease. Chronic disease has reached crisis proportions in our country. And finally, we have an administration that is taking action. The MAHA report assessment, which the White House released in May, was the first government analysis of the key drivers of childhood chronic disease. Ultra-processed foods, chemical exposures, physical inactivity, and over-medicalization. This month, we will follow with the MAHA report strategy, the Trump administration's solution for addressing each cause. At HHS, we haven't just been writing reports. We have been the busiest, most proactive administration in HHS history. In just half a year, we've taken on food dyes, baby formula contamination, the grass loophole, fluoride in our drinking water, gas station heroin, electronic cigarettes, drug prices, prior authorization, information blocking.
The committee will come to order. I apologize to you for that outburst, Secretary Kennedy. I would notify everyone else in the audience. Comments from the audience are inappropriate. If there are any further disruptions, the committee will recess until the police can restore order. Mr. Secretary, please proceed.
As I was saying, prior authorization, information blocking, and healthcare interoperability, we're ending gain-of-function research, child mutilation, and reducing animal testing. We are addressing cell phone use in schools, excessive screen time for youth, the lack of nutrition education in our medical schools, sickle cell anemia, hepatitis C, the East Palestine chemical spill, and many, many others. At FDA, we are now on track to approve more drugs this year than at any time in history. I'm also proud to say that HHS under President Trump is doing more with less. We have taken measures to fight waste, fraud, and abuse. Just by eliminating duplicative enrollments in CMS, we are saving taxpayers $14 billion a year. Meanwhile, we are expanding access for people who need it. We are ending racist, diversity, equity, and inclusion practices and instead focusing on aiding low-income and vulnerable families, regardless of their race, which was the original intent of Title X. We're also pouring $1 billion into Head Start and the Administration for Children and Families. Compassion need not be the casualty of efficiency. I'd like to highlight some issues that have not gotten media attention. First, we are doing our part to fulfill the president's commitment to stop human trafficking, especially of children. We inherited a terrible humanitarian crisis from the previous administration with its open border policies, which allowed the appalling loss of 476,000 unaccompanied children. We have implemented policies now to ensure that that appalling tragedy can never happen again. We have knocked on 82,000 doors and located 22,000 of those children. I promise you that we will do more in the next 3 years. We are also addressing the disastrous health conditions in tribal communities on Native American reservations. I've met face-to-face with tribal leaders in dozens of communities and tribes in Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, New Mexico, and elsewhere. And I look forward to making HHS resources more available to those communities. One of the most significant initiatives under President Trump is the Rural Health Transformation Fund, part of the President's Big Beautiful Bill, which will provide the greatest investment of federal money into rural health care in history. Finally, I would like to address the recent shakeups at CDC. These changes were absolutely necessary adjustments to restore the agency to its role as the world's gold standard public health agency with a central mission of protecting Americans from infectious disease. CDC failed that responsibility miserably during COVID, when its disastrous and nonsensical policies destroyed small businesses, violated civil liberties, closed our schools, caused generational damage in doing so, massed infants with no science, and heightened economic inequality. And yet all those oppressive and unscientific interventions failed to do anything about the disease itself. America is home to 4.2% of the world's population, yet we had nearly 20% of the COVID deaths. We literally did worse than any country in the world. And the people at CDC who oversaw that process, who put masks on our children, who closed our schools, are the people who will be leaving. And that's why we need bold, competent, and creative new leadership at CDC. People able and willing to chart a new course. As my father once said, progress is a nice word, but change is its motivator. And change has its enemies. That's why we need new blood at CDC. That's also why it's imperative that we remove officials with conflicts of interest and catastrophically bad judgment and political agendas. We need unbiased, politics-free, transparent, evidence-based science in the public interest. Those are the guiding principles behind the changes at the CDC, and that is what you can expect all across our agency for the next 3 years.
And when I said I can't keep track of Kennedy, I mean, he is all over the country every day. He was in like 6 or 7 states this week, giving testimony, visiting tribes, going to legislatures, getting local laws passed, state laws, working with Florida to ban all vaccine mandates because he can't get that right away at the federal level. I mean, this is amazing. Getting fluoride out of the water, going after the glyphosates. And so he went on, and we've got that testimony, and you're like, why is HHS finding the kids? Because the first thing in the first month Biden did was make it where the Border Patrol, under orders, under regulations, could not check names or IDs of people. And the Democrats told the cartels, just have an envelope with the number of what the sponsor is. In almost every case, it was a drug cartel, over 70%, as a sponsor. And they would just deliver a child with no paperwork to someone with no paperwork. But the government said, but we'll still under HHS, so they could sign the kid up later for welfare that they would milk through the NGOs. They'd steal that kid's identity, and they gave him the Social Security numbers, remember that part, through the NGOs. So they disappear the kid, give him a Social Security number. This is just so illegal, so evil. And then HHS is the only agency that has any record of that. And then when Kennedy got in, the bureaucrats refused to give him that. Remember that 5 months ago? He finally got confirmed, and they would not give him that database. Well, they finally got it. So you're like, people are like, why is Kennedy firing the kids? That's what Holman's explained. They don't have it. And the 20-something million illegals that came in, they gave them, on average, a 7-year first hearing immigration court. And so they just disappeared these people and gave them other people's Social Security numbers or new ones. So then you're wondering, well, why aren't we getting more deportations? They're sure trying, and they're escalating up, doing a great job of what they've got, because they destroyed the tracking systems. And they dismantled the detention centers. That's why they're having to reopen them and rebuild them. They broke the country. Now we're trying to fix it. And now you know why you see the Democrats just frothing. So, Kennedy, goes back to a CDC study, a government study in 2002 in Fulton County, Georgia, revealed black boys who received the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, on schedule were 260 times more likely to be diagnosed with autism than those who delayed. And that's his report coming out in a week and a half on the MMR shot, the hepatitis shot. He's already foreshadowed this. Plus, we already have the studies. We know what he's about to say. He just got all the big studies together. People say, how do you keep knowing what's about to come out? Because I read his books. I follow him. I'm not as up on as him. He sues these companies, but I mean, I'm up in the top 1% following it. That's why I know when Kennedy talks, I know it's all true because I already know it. So they're about to drop the hammer on the MMRA shots. They're about to drop the hammer on everything. So we got more of this too, but I mean, this is just incredible. Go ahead and go to the clip with him talking about the 2002 CDC study that they tried to suppress. And then RFK Jr. just went off on Dem Senator Tina Smith for her lies. Play those back to back.
I mean, I'll just tell you one example, and I could sit here and give you thousands. But in 2002, CDC did an internal study of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia children, and looked at children who got MMR vaccine on time and compared those to kids who got them later. So in other words, kids who got them before 36 months and kids who got them afterward. The data from that study showed that black boys who got the vaccine on time had a 260% greater chance of getting an autism diagnosis than children who waited. The chief scientist on that, Dr. William Thompson, the senior said, vaccine safety scientist at CDC, was ordered to come into a room with four other co-authors by his boss, Frank DiStefano, who's the head of the immunization safety branch, and ordered to destroy that data. And then they published it without that fact.
Yeah, and let's expand on that. You got Senator Johnson, who knows well his grandson was brain damaged from it. We're all humans. We can all interbreed. We're all the same species, but there's big differences between us all. And I'm not a scientist. I just interview him, as you know, all the time. But I've been on there 30-plus years, and I've seen the studies, the articles, forever. Whatever the differences between other groups and Africans, fluoride, on average, is about five times worse for a black male than anybody else, twice as bad for a black female. And it goes through all the so-called shots in all the studies, for whatever reason, whatever bad effects they are, it's even worse for Africans. And that's because Africans have no recessive genes that are deployed. It's all dominant. And yes, it's true when you see the black Israelites make the joke and twist it like it's a bad thing. White people are mutants and they're blah, blah, blah. Well, so are Hispanics, so are Asians, so is everybody else. But it's all mutations out of that. And that's how you have evolution, you know, like the X-Men or whatever. But anybody will tell you, if a Hispanic that's got mainly, you know, Native American blood, you call Hispanics people that speak Spanish, but it's the same as Native American, who are really just Chinese that came across the Bering Strait during the last ice age, then you knew the genetic testing was Chinese. And then when the Spanish came, it was, you know, mix of Spanish and Chinese, you call Native American. That's just Chinese that came across the last 20,000 years. You give high fructose corn syrup to a Native American, and they have studies in China too, it's the same thing, same people. I guess you'd call them the Mongols or the Huns, that, you know, that's when the Chinese were running around all over Russia and everything. They called them the Huns and the Mongols. It was Chinese. They were mixed in with some other people. They'd interbred with some whites, too. So, you know, Mongols, where you get the word Mongol, means mix. It was Chinese and Anglo. But you drive by the bus stops everywhere, and you see the Hispanic women sitting there, and the men, and they're like 35, 40. Their legs are cut off from diabetes. Now, for whatever reason, an Anglo, in average studies, can drink more corn syrup than anybody else. And it still kills us. Anybody knows this? Who can drink the most? Everybody knows, like, oh, God, Irish can drink the most, or Germans can drink the most, or Russians can drink the most. Because our genetics are different. It'll still kill us. It just kills us later. So black people can't handle this fluoride. They can't handle alcohol. They can't, remember the old thing, like, don't give the red men liquor. You know, they get the Indians to sign away their land for a couple bottles of whiskey. Because for whatever reason, the Native Americans had some fermentation. But their main fermentation was like, you'll see these holes drilled in stone in South Texas and Big Bend and West Texas, where the Native Americans would dump deer droppings in and piss in it. That's not being mean. Europeans did similar things. And that would make a liquor. You get a fermentation. But they still had low levels of it. Europeans during the Ice Age went up to 9 months of the year. It was frozen. You had to take all the stuff you grew and all the things you did, and you had to ferment it to survive. And so even middle-aged studies showed that up to half the diet of a European 1,000 years ago was alcohol, including children. So the difference was everybody that didn't have the genetics to be able to drink that much, didn't have livers that could handle it, died. So this is natural selection. We're talking about evolution. Here it is right now. Europeans literally lived through the winters with over, in many cases, half their diet alcohol. They've done studies, history studies on the Vikings. Upwards of half the Viking diet in the winter was mead, which is liquor. So again, this gives you an idea, just a little historical microcosm of, oh, it gave 100 and something increase for white kids when they took the shot, white boys, and a 260% of black boys. And then it gets worse. Well, then you ask, well, why not the girls? Why is 90%+ of autism in boys? Well, that's because a female blood-brain barrier is more than twice as strong as a male brain in all mammals. All mammals. Whether you're a blue whale, whether you're a tiger, whether you're a human, whether you're a rabbit, whether you're a woman or a man, how long, if you wake up at 5 a.m. and been asleep, you can sit there and count when your bladder's full, how long does it take to empty your bladder? 21 seconds. These are interesting little factoids. That a mammal bladder, 21 seconds. We're all the same, folks, except we're different. Because if our ancestors survived something and everybody else died, we then, just like you can spray roaches with a poison for 3 or 4 generations, but pretty soon the poison stops working because they become resistant and then immune. So because white people lived in such a brutal Ice Age environment, in all the studies, we can take more poisons and more stuff than anybody else. Quite a mutation. But then blacks have got, on average, their skills of being stronger and faster and quicker and all the rest of that. But this is why it's like God's garden. We've all got different gifts, and it's all an average. Some blacks have all the gifts whites have. Some whites have all the gifts blacks have. But on average, we all know blacks got these gifts, whites got these gifts, Asians got that. You understand? Yep, 21 seconds for all mammals. So what I'm pointing out is the system knows all of this. So when they bomb the water with fluoride in these shots, I wish I could get the black leaders to talk about it. Louis Farrakhan does. You understand that on average, your men are 3 or 4 to 5 times more likely to get hurt by it than anybody else. And it'll kill white people too. But all of this stuff is aimed at you. But you're being taught that it's the white truck driver down the street that's screwing you over. He's got all the same bills. He didn't get any leg up. In fact, he's getting persecuted because he's a white man. By the same system poisoning all of us, so he'll turn against you and you'll turn against him, so we're all fighting with each other. Bill Gates can sit back while he kills all of us. And it's our boys that are being targeted. A white baby male is more than twice as likely to get autism from a shot than a white female baby. And a black male baby is almost 4 times more likely to get autism from a shot than a white male baby. Now, these are numbers that have been known forever, folks. And you can check out everything I just said. And what you do with that information is up to you, but do you start to get this? When Kennedy wants to get free soda pop with 13 grams of sugar out of the school lunch program in the inner city, he's not trying to control black people like the black leader said. Well, that's part of our culture to drink Mountain Dew. Well, you give Mountain Dew to somebody with Native American blood, you're giving them a death sentence. You give it to some white person, you're just going to get a 400-pound person that dies at 50. But you give it to a Native American, their legs are going to be sawed off by 30. You give them to a black person, they're going to have a heart attack by 40. This is all known. Black people cannot eat processed foods. Hispanics cannot eat processed foods. It is a death, and whites can't do it either. We just lived in cycles in 30 below for 7, 8, 9 months, so we had to eat all this horrible, nasty stuff while we were cave dwelling, like you said, because the only place you could live was in a cave. But it turned out to make us pretty tough living in those caves, didn't it? That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Just like black people got stronger under Jim Crow than they got under the Great Society designed to enslave them. I'm not endorsing Jim Crow. I'm simply saying when the devil comes giving you a handout, wants to help you, he isn't actually trying to help you. We're going to break. You know, I had a full show loaded. It's a good thing I have 3 hours left because I will still hit all this other news. But I got to tell you, this collapse of Big Pharma and they're panicking and Bill Gates being dispatched tonight to the White House and everything Kennedy did, we got more highlights and more of the live hearing going. I'm going to hit that when we come back, but I want to just give you some little data points there. We're going to break, ladies and gentlemen. But remember, I need your support. We are winning against the deep state. We are turning the tide. We are winning in court. But I can tell you, 7% of the funds come in here is for the battle. Keep us on air because the enemy wants us off air. So I need your support. Plus, we make it easy to support with the very best products. If you don't get our ultramethylene blue that is so good for everybody, but with genetic issues mainly, it's even better for white people. It's good for everybody. It just enhances blacks and others even more. So it'll just make you better. But for whites, it's like an absolute needed thing on average. But it's very powerful, so you, and Asians as well, but you better look into it. Our ultramethylene blue is the highest medical grade, the very best. Get it right now. And we have a war bond. It's a great piece of art. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. You buy a war bond for $100. They mail you the certificate. That's a beautiful piece of art. And with a promo code on it, you get $110 to spend in the store. It's a way to support and have a memento. Go now. I got the Alex Jones War Bond at thealexjonesstore.com. But if you don't want to wait till it gets mailed to you, just go be a VIP to support. Cancel anytime, $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store instantly. Special deal, special offer, special sales on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on all of it. And the Shilajit is so incredible for everybody. We have Atomic Defense and Shilajit gummies and Shilajit capsules. Buy one already discounted, 25% off, and get an additional half off on the next bottle, 50% off. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm a tin foil hat wearing meat eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot blooded Texian, two stepping outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated. And it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it, too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because...
By the way, I was moving fast there, and people are asking, well, why did Ice Age Man in Northern Europe, why did they have half their diet during the long winter alcohol? Well, because they didn't have refrigerators, folks. They didn't have a way to store things. But through fermentation, you can store honey, grains, berries. You can rot fish and turn it into an alcohol. They did that, too. So did the Vietnamese and South Koreans, the Chinese, and the Northern Asians, the Japanese and stuff went through ice ages as well. That's why they're so resourceful. Because if you didn't pre-plan, if you're equatorial, you just go fish, hunt, whatever. You just got to fight other humans for the land. That's why equatorial folks in general are the most warlike, though I'm not saying Europeans and Asians aren't as well, but particularly in the equatorial areas, you just had to be able to fight to keep land. There's plenty of food and stuff. Not when you're up in the north, sweethearts. And so if you didn't plan, and if you weren't long-term thinkers, and if you didn't know how to preserve things, you was dead. But I want to go back to the live hearing in a little while with Kennedy. It is amazing. But let's go back to where it was 30 minutes ago. Then I got more excerpts coming up. And then I will hit all the other news. But this is all too important. This is HHS Secretary Kennedy wrecking it with the famous ultra-millionaire communist Bernie Sanders on Big Pharma payroll freaking out.
The American Medical Association, representing hundreds of thousands of people, have been co-opted. And that they should not trust the doctors. And I'm the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American, and by the way, just for the record, every single Republican, I don't mean to be political here, Mr. Chairman, has received PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. Are they all corrupt as well?
And I'm telling you, the American Heart Association has been co-opted by the food.
Everybody but you said it, but you know what? When you ran for president, we have a corrupt campaign finance system. Maybe you will agree with me on that. Okay, you were already president, you got a billionaire behind it. You received $300,000 from people, not from the industry, people in it, as I did, from individuals. You corrupt, President Trump got $3 million.
No, what
every
matters is the action,
got
you
corporate PAC money for the pharmaceutical industry. Democrats as well. Everybody is corrupt, but you? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so. And I think the issue now...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I think you do know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The issue is every time anyone...
Are you saying the pharmaceutical industry was supporting my presidential campaign?
No, I'm saying...
I don't think
no,
so.
I'm not saying that.
There's $200 million against him.
The pharmaceutical industry is a greedy institution which is charging us the highest prices in the world. They are pervasive. But to suggest that every institution, the AMA, the pediatrics people... is corrupt because they disagree with you.
Yeah, Big Pharma writes the regulations. That's well known.
People disagree with me all the time. I have arguments in my agency, heated arguments every day with Jay Bhattacharya, with Marty McCary, with Dr. Oz.
Yeah, that's the difference. We're just doing change.
Of a few people, I have given you the names of organizations representing hundreds of thousands of doctors and scientists. I yield, Mr. President.
Senator Tillis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hey, pause. I want to come back after this. The AMA, the American Heart Association said don't eat red meat, eat processed oils and seed oils, which they admit and knew would cause heart attacks and problems. It's like Bayer comes in and they buy Monsanto knowing that the Roundup causes the diseases they then have the patents to treat. I mean, these people are beyond sick. And so because you're part of the American Medical Association, or because you're whatever, it's like, millions of scientists say global warming will all be underwater by 2015. Didn't happen. And it isn't millions of scientists. It's the leadership of those organizations paid off. And the general public knows that now. So that's why this isn't working anymore. So we're going to go to break. I've got a bunch of powerful clips from Kennedy. And then Borla and Gates and all of them running to meet with Trump. And now they're in full panic mode. But then I need to move out of that. Because I've got all this other insane news that I was all prepared for. Had a lot of Kennedy stuff already. But I was like, why not go to the live hearing? And it's just riveting stuff to hear the panic in the Democrats. Bernie Sanders and Pocahontas and the rest of them. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now. Roll off shows on X. Infowars.com/show and on Rumble. The Alex Jones Network. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing for the spot.
All right, I was loaded for bear and already intending to start the show with the hearing with Kennedy, but it got so good, HHA said, Robert Kennedy Jr., that we've been playing a lot of it. We got more excerpts. I want to finish up with that before this segment ends because I've got so much preparation, so many other huge stories that we're going to be hitting. Is Trump really planning martial law? That's now an official Democrat talking point. We'll get to that. Was it unconstitutional? They blew up that TDA drug boat. Give you a snapshot of that. The Epstein thing exploding in Congress. I've got the inside baseball there. There is so much we're going to be breaking down here today. Kathy O'Brien, confirmed CIA sex slave beyond Epstein. Because Epstein is important because it's a window into this wider evil system of control. But if you only cover Epstein, well, then you're part of the problem. You can't let that be the only thing. You have to use that as a teaching tool to get others to understand a larger picture. And Kennedy's now says they've located 22,000 children through HHS because they took the power of the kids they brought in under Biden from ICE and put it under HHS. Sex slavery, you name it. So that's all coming up. Big Pharma striking back. We'll get into that. But right now, let's go into this. 1 minute into RFK's testimony, he was rudely interrupted by radicals screaming, "You're a killer." So not giving untested, they do secretly test them, deadly shots to people, wanting to get GMO and glyphosate out of things, wanting to get fluoride out of the water, he's the bad man. Let's just play these back to back. Then, RFK Jr. just unloaded on bureaucrats at the CDC. "We're the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at the CDC," who in Texas on Monday or Tuesday, he exposed as being a death cult of eugenicists and gave examples. I mean, this is a whole new world. Just politically speaking, this coming out convicts the globalists of court of public opinion, collapses confidence in the bad guys running the system. And I told you they were going to open grand juries on the Federal Reserve Board member. That's now happened. Told you that 2 weeks ago before even the fact that she was under investigation began. And then RFK Jr. announces the CDC will be cleaning house, removing the health officials responsible for the catastrophic COVID scam. And then RFK Jr. just went off on Dem Senator Tina Smith for her lies. Let's play those back to back. Then we'll look at how the empire is striking back.
Will continue to be in our thoughts. Let me start with the big picture. Under President Trump's leadership, we at HHS are enacting a once-in-a-generation shift from a sick care system to a true health care system that tackles the root causes of chronic disease. Chronic disease has reached crisis proportions in our country. And finally, we have an administration that is taking action. The MAHA report assessment, which the White House released in May, was the first government analysis of the key drivers of childhood chronic disease. Ultra-processed foods, chemical exposures, physical inactivity, and over-medicalization. This month, we will follow with the MAHA report strategy, the Trump administration's solution for addressing each cause. At HHS, we haven't just been writing reports. We have been the busiest, most proactive administration in HHS history. In just half a year, we've taken on food dyes, baby formula contamination, the grass loophole, fluoride in our drinking water, gas station heroin, electronic cigarettes, drug prices, prior authorization, information blocking.
The committee will come to order.
Yes, Senator, you know, this morning I got the latest numbers from CDC that 76.4% of Americans now have a chronic disease. This is stunning. When my uncle was president, it was 11%. 1950, it was 3%. They had 76.4%. 8 out of 10 of our kids cannot qualify for military service. This is a national security issue. When my uncle was president, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $1.3 trillion. It's the biggest cause. It's increasing. And all of the arguments that Republicans and Democrats have about single-payer Obamacare or the various ways of allocate the health dollars, they're all like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we don't end this chronic disease, we are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you,
Mr. And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
CDC failed that responsibility miserably during COVID, when its disastrous and nonsensical policies destroyed small businesses, violated civil liberties, closed our schools, caused generational damage in doing so, massed infants with no science, and heightened economic inequality. And yet all those oppressive and unscientific interventions failed to do anything about the disease itself. America is home to 4.2% of the world's population, yet we had nearly 20% of the COVID deaths. We literally did worse than any country in the world. And the people at CDC who oversaw that process, who put masks on our children, who closed our schools, are the people who will be leaving.
In the days after the tragic shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in my home state of Minnesota, you went on Fox News blaming school shootings on antidepressants. You have no evidence of that because you have no evidence of a connection. And
yeah, it's only on the label of the drug.
You know, this is what you say, right? Secretary Kennedy, when someone presents you with information that does not fit.
I did not blame that shooting. I have no idea whether
he said it's been investigated.
I have no idea, and I never said that. You're making it up. You're twisting. Yeah, you are.
Secretary Kennedy,
you are being dishonest right now.
You want to talk about mental health and gun violence in this country? If you want to talk about mental health and gun violence in this country, we should be talking about that, because that's what the
parents of Annunciation School you don't want to talk. You want to harangue and you want to politically, you want to have partisan politics. I want to actually solve these problems.
Ms. Secretary Kennedy.
I've never found a mass shooter. So I believe it's every one of them. There's gang shootings. They lump those in, but there's no kid in the black trench coat, devil worshiper, tranny. You know, it's always the same. I've never seen one. And we did a whole thing on this for days last week where they weren't on SSRIs. And now the puberty blockers and all that makes you go completely insane. And it says on their inserts, it can make you increase suicide, violent ideations, homicidal ideations, mass murder, megalomania, delirium, delusions of grandeur. There's black labels. That means it's on the actual box, not just on the fine print. And he just said, hey, we know this goes on. Hell, I was on Piers Morgan 2013 about suicide mass murder pills. And the shooter's own manifesto said he was doing it because of the drugs he was on in Minnesota last week. But he just said, they asked, hey, is this connected? And he said, well, it says it does this since the 90s on the box in the study. So, yeah, we should look at that. That's not, I blame this on that. Of course, I do. We all know that. It's the key ingredient. But they got caught again today in another big lie. And Kennedy destroyed them. And believe me, I know how much research you got to do to know this stuff. I got a great memory, but if I was asked these things on the fly, I wouldn't remember them. Kennedy just bam, bam, bam. I mean, you want 5D chess, this is actually where it's happening. He needs to be the next president. I know they want Vance, and I know they want Rubio, and I like Vance. Rubio is doing a good job. I don't trust him. We need Kennedy as the president, folks. And as vice president, he needs to be Tulsi Gabbard. And I will be supporting them. So let's just get that on record now. We need to start pushing that now. Because I already knew they were good, but now they've proven it. So Ron Wyden just attacked RFK Jr. by claiming it's a debunked lie that the Biden admin lost track of 500,000 illegal migrant children. That's in the Senate bipartisan report, by the way, except that was a finding of Biden's DHS-owned inspector general and the Senate report, which I'll show you both right now. Because it was 350,000, now it was 450, now it's 500 and something of the millions and millions of kids, many in sex slavery, many in slave labor, even the New York Times reported. And again, HHS took over the identities of the kids. Biden signed an order that DHS and ICE could not even hold that data. And Kennedy's already found 22,000 kids. He testified to that too. So today. And they've now ended the hearing. Are they coming back after lunch? We haven't figured that out yet. Look at the end of the tape. See if they recess or it's over. So talk about getting caught in live time. People like Pocahontas and people like, you know, Sanders and Wyden, these Democrats, they just hope the viewers are dumb. These are government numbers that ICE estimates are five times worse. ICE estimates 2 million kids below the age of 14. Because they would at least put, okay, a kid this age, blah, blah, but they couldn't put the name or the data in, but they knew the number. 2 million, not 500,000. So technically, Kennedy isn't lying. He's just going with the number he has, but it's 2 million. So technically, it's much worse than what he's saying. And then look. Bombshell report confirms Grassley oversight of Biden-Harris admin failure to protect migrant children. There's the Senate report. Then we've got the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General. You just type this in and pull it up. Notice with my broadcast, I didn't just tell you about those reports. I showed them to you neurotically. Wyden and Pocahontas and Sanders just go, all the scientists know we're, by 2015, we'd be under 20 feet of water. Didn't happen. All the scientists know Al Gore invented the internet. All the scientists know there are no X and Y chromosomes. All the scientists know two men can have a baby. All the scientists know communism works great. All the scientists know. All the scientists know. You do not know that there were any children. There are no missing children. This is like an admitted mega scandal. But Wyden says it's a debunked lie. Why? Because Snopes said so on the Soros payroll? Again, I could spend a whole show just debunking each little question and answer of these people and show you the videos and the documents, the eyewitnesses, the reports. You all know about it. Think how sick these people are that they don't even want you to know there's all these missing kids that they, under Biden and Trump, stopped it. It came back under, started with Obama, and then stopped in Trump's first administration and brought back by Biden. If you get a kid with you, you get in. No ID, you get in. And so a lot of the kids they brought in over and over and over again, they just kill them later. That's all been confirmed. And this is all coming out now, and they're so desperate. What villains? The slimy Wyden. You know there's no children. You know there's no smuggled children. You know, I mean, wow. Yeah, not all those tens of thousands of flights with kids as young as 3 months old with the whistleblowers, no diapers, no food, no formula, and just in parking lots handing them off to people with no IDs. And Wyden says, it's been debunked. It's been debunked that Biden had cognitive problems. It's been debunked that with an auto pen. It's been debunked that with a Hunter Biden laptop. All of that's a lie. It's been debunked that Russiagate wasn't real. Lies, 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 lies. That's all they've got. It's not working anymore, is it? Because of you fighting and speaking out and giving support people like Kennedy. I don't want to hear a bunch of we're black-pilled, it's all over, Trump betrayed us, he screwed us. He's not perfect. He's got whatever. The point is the people he's put in are moving the ball towards freedom and saving people and changing things and wrecking the swamp at levels never before seen. I'll criticize Trump when he's wrong all day to getting back on target, back on track. But I will not sit here and lie to you and say that we are not wrecking the globalists and have drained probably 30-40% of the swamp, and it's draining faster and faster and is in full panic mode, and we've all got to give our full support to the good things this administration is doing, because this is the war and the battle and the victories we've been fighting for. And now in our moment of victory, where we are routing the enemy, there is a disease of negativity and anger and saying we're all screwed and it's all over and there's nothing we can do and give up. And then my saying that on my show, Owen Schroyer thought was censorship of him because I said Owen's black-pilled and he should be more positive. That was the censorship, me having my views and him being able to say whatever he wanted. That was it. And then him quitting now all over the news is he's fired. More of the deception. I'm not even mad at Owen. I'm mad at him for staging a publicity stunt for himself to act like he's the holy one. It's disgusting. And he's just emblematic of this. When I talk about people being black-pilled all the time, I wasn't even thinking about it. But he took it personal because disagreeing with someone they believe is censorship. Well, great. He can go off and be Mr. Negative all day long. I'm going to continue to go after Trump when he's wrong, back him when he's right. That's what I do. But the Trump admin is getting more done and doing a better job than I thought they could compared to what they did in the first admin. And I don't think anybody intellectually who studies this politically, culturally, economically, spiritually can say that's not the truth. And this idea that, well, if I kiss Trump's ass, I get access to the White House. Access to the White House? I've been invited to the White House in Mar-a-Lago. Didn't go because I got other stuff to do. I'm here creating the sea change at the ground. Politics is downstream from grassroots. I get more calls from the White House and more people being nice to me, which I don't even care about. When I criticize Trump, my phone blows up. Oh, come to dinner, do this. How come, you know. People don't even know what they're talking about, but it's all about, oh God, everybody's a sellout but me. Yeah, that's why I put my life on the line for 31 years. That's why we brought this rebellion. It was because I'm part of the system. It's all people that think if they differentiate that they're good and you're bad, that makes them a better person. And that's what pisses me off. and then misrepresent things so you can do that. That's trying to steal my identity and my integrity. I've got two things, my word and my balls, and I don't break any of those for anybody, to quote Tony Montana. But let's go to Wyden. Just literally thinking the world doesn't know there's a Senate report, bipartisan, and an HHS report all saying the same thing. Here it is.
Illusions. His prepared testimony even today includes the debunked lie that 500,000 children disappeared under the Biden administration's watch, a lie that the Trump administration is using as a pretext to hunt immigrant children and their families. So, my request.
And here it is. Bombshell report confirms Grassley oversight. Biden-Harris admin failure to protect migrant children. 500,000. U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Office of Inspector General. Management alert. ICE. It goes through all the numbers. Big report. 30-something pages. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play the Kennedy clip. New RFK Jr. reveals HHS has already located 22,000 missing children, lost the Biden open borders policies, finally someone's taking action. And Wyden comes back and says, oh, this is from somebody that flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane with his wife and kids a couple times. Not to the island. They're all New York socialites flying back to Florida. He's constantly offering people a free jet ride. That's how the rich people operate. Never a claim of Kennedy with women, never a claim of any of this. But the Democrats who were all over Epstein, the Clintons, all of them, I mean 99% of the connections is Democrats, they're now using that as some type of like, well, let's not find the kids. Well, you found some kids. Let's not talk about Mayorkas. Let's not talk about what's confirmed the biggest child trafficking thing in history, modern history. Let's mix in Epstein to that. And that's how they use Epstein as this diversion from all the other stuff that's going on. Doesn't mean we don't investigate Epstein, but we also cover the other stuff that's bona fide, confirmed, and fresh, and real, and current kids missing we need to save. You got to prioritize this stuff. So I want all the Epstein stuff released. That's great. I want the new stuff stayed on because those are current children. And they're little bitty, many of them babies. So here is Kennedy and then Wyden. Disgustingly trying to tie it to Epstein. Here it is.
First, we are doing our part to fulfill the president's commitment to stop human trafficking, especially of children. We inherited a terrible humanitarian crisis from the previous administration with its open border policies, which allowed the appalling loss of 476,000 unaccompanied children. We have implemented policies now to ensure that that appalling tragedy can never happen again. We have knocked on 82,000 doors and located 22,000 of those children. I promise you that we will do more in the next 3 years.
Wow. And then Wyden, it's a long clip, just flips out and talks about Jeffrey Epstein stuff. See, that's all he's got. Oh, you and, you know, flew. And so... we don't want you hear that. This, they found all these kids. The prosecutions of the NGOs are coming. And Wyden's in full panic mode. Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. Here it is.
Staff, some who are here today, were party to this in the middle of the night. And one child said to their lawyer, why do they want to send me back? My mom is dead and my dad abuses me. Why do they want to hurt me? This was an actual conversation.
Yeah, now trying to find the kids means we're hurting kids.
Documents show that many of these children were in the country to escape trafficking in their homeland. Mr. Kennedy calls himself a protector of children. Some kind of rich claim, claiming from somebody who's flown on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet on multiple occasions. I don't think Robert Kennedy should be within a million miles of this job. Republicans on the committee had a chance to prevent the public health train wreck that Mr. Kennedy has engineered. Everyone.
All right, let's stop right there. I said I'm getting off the Kennedy thing, but I got to come back and have his response. So, oh, all the kids here are fleeing human trafficking. And the Democrats have made all these lies about citizens being deported, all this. None of it's true. But imagine the spin you just saw. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one, 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one, 50% off for atomic defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I just spent an hour and a half on Kennedy and what's happening, but it's so historic. I want to show the deep state's response, not just in Congress, but with Albert Bourla and Bill Gates and others, what's coming up tonight at the White House. And that was from Wyden's opening statement, so Kennedy never even had a chance to respond to it. Wow. There are no missing kids. And by the way, you're with Jeffrey Epstein because you've flown his airplane twice from New York to Florida. Because he would divide all the socialites big parties. Hey, use my plane. Don't, you know. Like, Kennedy doesn't have his own plane, even though he's wealthy. Trump's plane was broken twice, flew on it. Photos of him with his kids and wife on the plane decades ago. That's what he was doing, but no real evidence there. But Trump's behavior, saying this is a big canard, ignore it, it's because he knows the Democrats control the investigation and that it's a dead end. I understand that, but the response saying just don't look at it is terrible. General Flynn agreed with me today. We've got a statement here. This is just out of control. But let me finish up with Kennedy now. Here's a little bit more from the hearing today. Let's go to it.
Senator Tillis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Secretary Kennedy, thank you for being here. You, a couple of times you asked people if they were making a statement or a question. What I think I may do just to give you a breather is to make a statement with a lot of questions. And just for the record, I'd like for you to have the opportunity to have your staff respond. I can't conclude from the discussion today where you are on warp speed. So I would like the definitive statement on exactly where you are. Was it good? Was it bad? Were the things that worked? Were the things that didn't work? I can't discern that from what you said here.
Yeah, let's hit pause. He's got to be very delicate with Trump so that Trump doesn't get the blame. And you're like, we want to blame Trump. We know it's set up. We got to work with Trump. We want to get Fauci and the Democrats and all the rest of them and Bill Gates. So he's got to be very delicate as the evidence is rolled out and as we prepare to tell the public that Trump was given bad info and fake data, which we already knew. It's not like I have some cover story. I'm the one for 4 years saying Trump better get ahead of this and explain he was set up. Now you see exactly what I and others have advised happening. Every time I talk about this stuff, I see comments, which I know trolls do. Oh, yeah, like you got access. Yeah, with 20, 30 million viewers a day, I do, and I can talk to whoever I want, and I'm smart. And yeah, the White House listens to me. Yeah. We wrote the book on the whole revolution, you see. And I can get the archivist to show you me for 4 or 5 years saying Trump needs to understand he was set up and come out and say he was given bad data, because we know he was. Now it's happening. And I told you Kennedy's going in to do that. He's going to do it in steps and roll it out to undermine them as he does it. Exactly what I told you. Just like I told you 4 days before, he would announce out on the West Coast in Arizona at a daytime event with Trump, but he was endorsing it. People said, you're insane, you're making it up. Happened exactly as I told you, because it came right from the campaign. So there is a method to this, and you see 7 months in the administration, they have already dismantled like half of it. I mean, this is spectacular, and the bad guys are in panic mode. Let's continue.
When President Trump and the mRNA platform is something.
I agree with that.
I look forward to you giving us a detailed statement on exactly where you are with warp speed. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trial lawyer. I'm a boring management consultant. Another question that we'll submit in the record, I'll give you directionally where we're going. I don't see how you go over 4 weeks from a public health expert with unimpeachable scientific credentials, a longtime champion of MAHA values, caring and compassionate and brilliant microbiologist, and 4 weeks later, fire her because at least the public reports say because she refused to fire people that work for her. So
yeah, as she said she would purge the deep state, and she didn't.
Hiring strategies, number
she
one,
lied.
I would suggest in the interview you ask them if they're truthful rather than 4 weeks after we took the time of the U.S. Senate to confirm the person just for the future nominee that we're going to have to consider. But I do also believe that some of your statements seem to contradict what you said in the prior hearing. You said you're going to empower the scientists at HHS to do their job. I'd just like to see evidence where you've done that, and I'm sure that you will have some. You will do nothing that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking vaccines. There seem to be several reports that would seem to refute that, but I'd rather you just respond to it. I'm not going to come here and impose my belief over any of yours. That, again, seems to be contradictory to the firing of the CDC director, the canceling of mRNA research contracts, firing advisory board members, attempting to stall NIH funding, eliminating funding for the $500 million for further mRNA research.
Pause again. And, see, the black-pilled crowd that's being fed and funded at the top by the bad guys to sow discord and lies is like, Kennedy's done nothing, Trump's done nothing, that. And then I actually get the lawyers on that run all these lawsuits. They go, no, they're going to war, and Kennedy's in danger. And Trump comes out and says, oh, it looks like I was set up on warp speed 4 days ago. So, see, the establishment knows, Republican and Democrat, and they're all on the payroll. They know the curtain's coming down. So, see, here's our enemies freaking out. And because I'm actually in the weeds on this, I know. I'm following and I show you all the evidence. But I just, again, we're not white-pilled and delusional. Everything's perfect. And we can go to sleep. That's the worst thing. The next worst thing is being black-pilled and just saying, I give up. We're all screwed. And that's in the patriots that say they want freedom. The worst thing is people that work for the evil system and do whatever it says. But that's obviously the worst thing. Then white-pilled, then black-pilled. How about action-pilled, information-pilled, inform-pilled, Holy Ghost-pilled, victory-pilled, total resistance-pilled, 1776-pilled, freedom-pilled, alive-pilled, fighting back-pilled, not playing games-pilled, being informed-pilled. Sit back and think about how far we've come, folks. I mean, I just keep marveling at it, just thanking God every day. The answer to prayers is here, but it's up to us now to secure and expand the victories, not sit around and whine and wish Kennedy could do more faster or Tulsi Gabbard. You know what it's like to actually set up an operation or a business or a media operation or be the president or the head of an agency with this corruption? I mean, I can't even imagine knowing what I know, doing a lot of stuff in my life. The Herculean job they've got with millions of federal employees, most of them globalists, what they're up against. You need to have respect for Kennedy. Because out of all the people that are doing good in the administration, he is not heads above the rest. He is light years past. And so when you finally get the real thing, you finally get what you've been supporting and praying for, you better recognize it. Because God hates cowards, and God hates people that are lukewarm, and God hates people that don't appreciate and answer their prayers. You ask for something, you start getting it, you better support it. Because God doesn't do it all. God gives you a shot to recognize what's happening, and you take it the rest of the way. And then if you believe and fight hard, then the miracles happen, and God takes it the rest of the way. But Jesus said, if two of you agree upon earth on something, it'll be done in heaven. What he's saying is you have to decide to do it. You have to make the step. Then if you're fearless and trusting God and are guided by the Holy Spirit and it's in God's plan, then the miracles happen. And I've seen it so many times, it's crazy. I don't back down. I'm totally surrounded. And I just say, God, doesn't matter. I trust you. Whatever happens, even if I'm defeated at your will, I love you. And boom, I just get given victory like that. And I don't take it for granted. I say, God, if I don't get the victory this time, I totally understand. I'm going to keep fighting. And God just goes, I like that. Let me give you victory, 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 victory. And then you're in flow with God. It doesn't mean you don't sometimes stray or blow up or be fleshly or get angry. But that's why God chose wild men like me. Because he knows I'll follow the Spirit. I'm wide open. And he knows sometimes I'll fall in the flesh and be wide open there. But I ain't no coward. And I sure as hell ain't a liar. Let's go back to this exchange.
I just want an answer for it. On HR 1, I believe... You know my concerns about H.R. 1. I've had several meetings with, and H.R. 1 is the big, beautiful bill, OB3, whatever the brand is. But I'm still, I've got an office with 60 staff, including half of them in state office. I've had three different estimates of the economic impact on the state of North Carolina. Can I get your comment? And I have been looking for somebody that's far more resourced than an office of 30 people up in here in D.C., to disprove my estimates with respect to the impact on North Carolina, period.
And I've yet to have anybody. I would love to be embarrassed and be wrong, but I would like to get your commitment for people to tease through the numbers that I provided before the vote on H.R. 1 that says that if you normalize three independent estimates across a broad spectrum, $25 billion over 10 years. I don't need your response now. I want somebody to destroy my estimates because to this point, the most resourced health agency in the world has only given me word salad responses, and I need that so that we can prepare for the response. $25 billion over 10 years is half of the rural relief fund over 5 years. And so we just need to have that fact as a matter of policy so that we can go in North Carolina and absorb it. And I know every state's different, and I'm assuming every one of my colleagues here have done the math for their states, not focused on that. But I want you to destroy my estimates if they're in fact wrong, and I want you to acknowledge them if, in fact, they're right. That will come into question as well. Mr. Kennedy, you've stated multiple times in response to other members' questions that that scientists were lying. We'll go back to the record and cases where you've said that. I'd just like to see the scientific evidence to substantiate that. I'm going to stipulate that you were honest and you had research behind it. We'll go back and figure out what scientific studies you believe are founded on lies and not scientifically viable. Finally, I just want to give you an opportunity. Apparently, in the exchange with Senator Bennett, you said you agreed with Dr. Levy's statements, who said that the mRNA vaccine caused serious harm, including death, particularly in young people. They said you agreed with that comment. Did you agree with that comment or not?
I think that's true, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Tillis. We now have Senator Smith. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Kennedy, I have sat here for the last many minutes and listened carefully to your testimony. And I think, actually, Senator Tillis,
oh, this is going to get good. We got to watch this.
So many of the ways
I got so much more coming
you
up.
Have said has contradicted yourself and others. It's, I don't even know where to start. So I'm going to start here. Over the last 8 months, you have claimed to make.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. That last senator is saying, you said scientists have lied. They officially said they tested the COVID shots when they had done secret testing on animals and it killed a bunch of them. And they said it's 100% effective, the 99% effective, the 97% effective, the 92% effective, the 87%. You saw all that. And if you tell you can't get COVID, you can't spread it, and all of that. I mean, they say Ozempic is safe, and they're already admitting it's killing people en masse. They lie, and they lie, and they lie, and they lie. And then he won't even let Kennedy respond. He says, well, later, give it to me in writing. And he just lists a bunch of this stuff. Let's go back to her.
And others, it's, I don't even know where to start. So I'm going to start here. Over the last 8 months, you have claimed to make America healthy again. But in actual fact, you have led the charge in the Trump administration to destroy what is best in our healthcare system. And your denials and your evasion and your lies here do not.
Yeah, just ending
that.
The forced injections of medical workers and military. That's terrible.
Yet you're trafficking in these fringe idea and discredited theories that are completely out of step with the scientific consensus.
No, she never gives any facts.
Willing to say anything.
Pause again.
In the moment.
Scientific consensus, the world would be underwater by 2015. The ice caps will be melted. All the polar bears will be dead. They just say consensus, consensus, consensus. You lie. You traffic. You're disinfo. Blah, 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 blah. We live a lot less longer than we used to. We're dying. All the numbers show we're the most unhealthy country in the world. We know it. Look at the kids. Just look at them. But she just sits there with all her boilerplate spin term. Let's continue.
Even if it's untrue. So last time you were before Congress, Secretary Kennedy, you claimed, and I quote, I have never been anti-vax. I have never told the public to avoid a vaccination. But in a podcast, you said the opposite. You said there's no vaccine that is safe and effective. So that sure sounds anti-vax to me, Secretary Kennedy. So let me ask you, when were you lying, sir? When you told this committee that you were...
What he has said, and we played it many times, is true, is that the theory of immunized immunity is true. It's been around for 500 years out of Europe. They learned that if a cow has smallpox and it's during the summer, they always knew that it was the winter. They thought it was dark, cold things that did it. They thought vapors make you sick. No, you get less vitamin D in the winter. You're getting less food in the winter if you're in Northern Europe. So your immune system's down. You're malnourished. That's when most people would die from colds and flus. They didn't know what they were. They just thought the darkness killed you, which technically it did. And they learned, the witch doctors did, you know, the apothecaries of the time, the herbalists, and they killed most of them, calling them witches, that if you took a toothpick, literally a toothpick, and jabbed it into a cow and had smallpox and stuck it in a kid's arm, first written about 500 years ago, but probably older, it was witch doctor stuff, that the kid would never get that because the kid was healthy then, would get the smallpox virus and learn how to beat it when they were healthy during the summer. That's in the ancient writings. They said, do it during the summer when the vapors aren't there. They thought, again, darkness had some secret vapor floating around. It was, you weren't getting nutrients and sunlight. And then they found those kids would not die of smallpox later. Because back when you were really malnourished, smallpox killed millions and millions and millions. It was a real issue. So that science is real, but they, even the ancient writings said it was risky to even do it. They didn't call it immunization, which is witch doctor stuff, shaman stuff. It's where we had medical schools and things. It was like the local guy that kind of figured this stuff out, and they handed down secrets and, you know, the rest of it. And you can read the ancient stuff out of Europe. The Chinese were the kings of it. They had it all. Their modern medicine's based on it. But they would have for the wealthy, you know, bags of dried berries for the winter. And they would say, if you got sick, you'd go to the witch doctor, you'd pay him, and or later apothecary, and he would give you a bag of dried berries because you couldn't keep them fresh, you know, without a refrigerator. But at least the dried berries were full of vitamin C and other things, and it would help you. Well, now we know elderberry and all that does that scientifically. So they didn't know why it did it. They just knew, oh, take this bag of dried berries, and it will help you with the vapors. So he knows that, yeah, there is such a thing as inoculation. But none of the shots they've ever come out with are safe, including the famous polio that they admit infected 98 million people in the CDC's own numbers with a SV40 cancer. So he's not saying that we couldn't have inoculation programs, but you've got to admit they're dangerous. They've got to be studied. They've got to be tested first. That's his policy. He's not against the science of immunization. He's against the way it's been rolled out as a population control system. Let's continue.
Facts are when you told Americans that there's no safe and effective vaccine.
Both things are true.
Oh, so more denial, more back and forth. I mean, here's what I know. Here's what I know.
Let me explain why, Senator. You just
no. Actually, I want you to listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
I want you to listen to me because I've been listening to you. You said that ACIP is an independent panel after you stocked it with your picks. You said that you want evidence-based science, but
well,
it seems
there.
That what you mean...
Back it up. Who was it stocked with before? Bill Gates people that are a bunch of criminal liars on record that want to depopulate us on record. So see, she's exposing herself here. Let's continue.
Listening to you. You said that ACIP is an independent panel after you stocked it with your picks. You said that you want evidence-based science, but it seems that what you mean... as evidence that supports your view, not the scientific consensus. I mean, you dared to sit there and call my colleague from New Hampshire a liar when she presented you with facts that don't support your view of the world. It's incredible. But let me move on. Just last week, in the days after the tragic shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in my home state of Minnesota, you went on Fox News blaming school shootings on antidepressants. You have no evidence of that because you have no evidence of a connection. And you want to talk about...
I didn't. You're just saying something. You're just making stuff up.
You know, this is what you say, right?
No,
Secretary Kennedy, when someone presents you with information that does not fit...
I did not blame that shooting. I have no idea whether... I have no idea, and I never said that. You're making it up. You're twisting. Yeah, you are.
Secretary
you are being
Kennedy,
dishonest right
if you
now.
You want to talk about mental health and gun
you're
violence
being
in
dishonest.
This country... If you want to talk about mental health and gun violence in this country, we should be talking about that. Because that's what the
Let's
parents
talk then,
of Annunciation
Senator.
School
You don't
want
to talk.
Want to
you
talk
want to harangue
about.
And you want to politically, you want to have partisan politics.
That is
I want to actually solve these problems.
Ms. Secretary Kennedy, what the Trump administration is doing right now is making it harder for people in this country to get access to mental health care. So don't talk to me about solving the mental health care crisis when you are making it harder. You cut Medicaid, which is the number one payer for mental health care services in this country. You decimated the agency at Health and Human Services that focuses on mental health and substance abuse. That's what states count on. They're cutting their services.
All right, that's enough. Yeah, he's getting rid of all the bureaucrats and all the liars. Doing a great job. Meanwhile, Pfizer CEO says Trump should receive Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed. So Trump comes out against Warp Speed, and Borla goes, oh, no, it's great. You deserve a Nobel Prize for it. Trump to host tech leaders for dinner tonight in newly renovated Rose Garden, including Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Altman, Tim Cook of Apple. They are desperate. They are scared. More on that coming up, but I have Kathy O'Brien, certified, confirmed MK Ultra sex slave, on the latest on Epstein and really where the rabbit hole goes, what she thinks we should be doing with this whole crisis and the congressional hearings and now the data dump that's happening with the media going, well, a lot of this is already out. When they subpoena the DOJ for everything they got, they're going to get a bunch of stuff already out. I'm not defending the system. I'm just stating facts as they unfold. And General Flynn's put out a statement agreeing with my analysis on it that we'll get to as well. And so much more after she leaves us. I'll be here jam-packed fourth hour. But remember, we are listeners supported by you. And so we've got a war bond, a great little piece of art as a memento you supported, where you get $110 to spend in the store. You get the Total Victory War Fundraiser Bond, the Alex Jones War Bond, for $100, and you get the nice, cool certificate that you supported the InfoWar mailed to you with a promo code on it for $110 in the store. You get the Ultra Methylene Blue, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the Shilogy, and everything else, and that funds this operation, and we cannot do it without you. But I'm telling you, I only sell products that work. You've heard Methylene Blue is great. You've seen Kennedy take it and talk about how wonderful it is. We've got the best discounted right now. You've heard how great Chili G is. We've got the best. You've heard how great Irish Sea Moss is. We've got the best. You've heard about these cardiovascular spike protein detoxes. If you didn't take the shot, you need it because it's shedding. We've got it. Ultimate Life Force. These are amazing products. Those of you on the fence that never gone there and gotten them, you really need to get them. And we have a deal going right now on our great immune booster, atomic defense, and Chili G gummies and capsules with an additional 25% off on top of it store-wide. On top of 25% off, you buy one bottle, you get another bottle 50% off on the Shilogy gummies or on the Shilogy capsules or Atomic Defense. Take action now. Chase Geyser works here with InfoWars, but also at Bigley. He's up at Bigley right now. And here he is breaking down these new specials.
Got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one, 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one, 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100. You get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's a very important relationship. We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow. It's very important. 600,000 students. It's very important.
I mean, it is official CFR globalist policy to deindustrialize the United States. On purpose, the Great Reset. We have all the carbon controls. China has none. It's designed to screw us. It's on purpose, Trump! China is testing. China is manipulating. China is seeing how far they can go with these probes. And when you put it together with their Confucian societies and $6 billion a year in the U.S. universities to control academia and biopoliticians, and you look at their acquisition of the media and the fact that they own 4 of the 6 big production houses in Hollywood.
Lacking farmland, China has struggled to secure food for its 1.4 billion citizens. Just recently, in August, 4 Chinese government departments warned a drought posed a severe threat to the autumn harvest. That has driven overseas investments in food, including the purchase of Virginia-based pork producer Smithfield Foods and partnership with Growmark, a grain logistics firm.
This entire system we see is being foisted by a handful of corporations and the Chinese communists. The people that run our country are out to get us. They're at war with us on every front, and you already know that. But as soon as we can get the bureaucrats and the woke leftists to just pull back and understand that they've been Stockholm syndromed and that they're helping their own abusers and destroyers, and they're pretending like they're part of some liberal revolution to create a utopia, as soon as they realize that this liberal utopia is meant to bring in total autocratic tyranny, and then they're going to have a backlash and ban the entire leftist system that they've injected into us to only paralyze us. In the next phase of the New World Order program, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be eugenics all the way. But they intend on making the world so hellish in the buildup to 2030 that everybody will just wink, wink when they release the race-specific bioweapons, starting with Africa, that are going to wipe that continent absolutely out.
Communist tabloid The Global Times explains China's Global Civilization Initiative as the third major global initiative presented by China after the Global Development Initiative and the Global Security Initiative. This narrative deceptively claims the initiative calls for respect for the diversity of civilizations, upholding the common values of humanity and pursuing peace, development, equity, justice, democracy, and freedom, and promoting robust international people-to-people exchanges and cooperation.
House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying 3 Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here.
He's telling us that he paid around $11,000 to complete the strip that's either paid to a cartel or different human smuggling groups, but he just arrived here in Texas. Once again, just highlighting highlighting that this sector is leading the nation in those illegal crossings from Chinese nationals.
The emerging BRICS countries quickly fell in line behind President Xi's illusion.
We have lost people. Now, how much more bloodshed do we need to understand that the transition is upon us?
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said that he fully agrees with Xi's initiative.
South Africa is grateful to the People's Republic of China for its support throughout the pandemic.
While UN water-carrying Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić also said that nations should uphold the principles of equality, mutual learning, dialogue, and inclusiveness. Equality from a Chinese government that is conducting a mass genocidal sterilization campaign on its citizens known as the Uyghurs.
Before eating, we have to praise or say that we are grateful to country. We are very grateful for China's Communist Party, and we are grateful for Xi Jinping.
This desperate man says he and his wife and children are starving. Uyghurs were barely allowed to leave their homes during the COVID-19 lockdown.
Mutual learning from a cover-up of a global lab leak that has killed millions and damaged millions more through the initial virus and its subsequent vaccine. Once the layers of propaganda are stripped off that even American media gleefully engages in, Xi's speech is laid bare for what it is, the announcement of the impending emergence of a new world order carefully constructed by globalist think tanks for decades. John Baum reporting.
Kathy O'Brien, straight ahead. Share the live feed down.
Well, I'm a 10 for a hat, wearing meat, eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of s***.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Geopolitics in the world for 40 years. I've been on air for 31. And shortly after I got on air in 1994, I would get flooded in my mailbox for my local access TV show and then my local radio show a few years later with the book Transformation of America. I was probably sent, first 5 years I was on air, the book a couple hundred times. And I had stacks of them. And I read the book. I knew about a lot of it was real because of the Frank Church Committee on CIA Mind Control and MKUltra and Naomi. But I still read it, and it was like there's a master plan. They're pre-programming, going to roll it out everywhere. They're going to promote pedophilia openly everywhere and all the rest of it. And it was so advanced, I was just like, for the first few years, I just said, I'm not going to try to call this person and get them on because I don't know this is true. I mean, I knew most of it. I already knew several different research was true. Then I ran to Ted Gunderson, former head of the FBI in L.A., said, no, it's 100% real, all these other people. And so I started interviewing Kathy O'Brien. And, of course, she testified to Congress, and they sealed the information, and they had the Finders building that the CIA was running, and then they raided it, and it was, you know, snuff films and kids. And, I mean, so I know Kathy O'Brien's real. She's been vindicated. But if you read her book that came out in the mid-90s, I reread it again about 3 months ago. It's prophecy. But it wasn't prophecy because she was in the microcosm. She was in the beta test. Or let's say beta 2. It was after Mingala and World War II. It really launched. That's been declassified. But she was got first beta. I'd say second beta. Maybe she's crazy. And then you got operational by the late 90s is rolled out. Where they don't really, they still do it behind closed doors and trauma-based mind control, the rest of it. But now it's in mass system with the culture and the media and the drugs and the system. So you all got to read Transformation of America. But I was thinking about all this Epstein stuff, and I thought, why don't we get a certified real MKUltra victim whose name, names, and all of it, and later it's come out in documents, and why don't we get her unfiltered take on what's going on? Because you have these congressional hearings and these victims who are, you know, confirmed, and you have never any evidence of Trump, then why is he starting to say, don't bring it out? Well, he says they planted stuff. It's where the record the Democrats are going to leave is going to be a plant. But I still don't want to, you know, I think Trump should just address it that way. And he kind of has, but his communications have been bad on it. And General Flynn agreed with me, so did Elon Musk. They both liked it and both posted it today. It was just a breakdown I did. It's only 30 minutes long on Real Alex Jones on X. And Flynn responded, so did Elon Musk. I stated this weeks ago, the Epstein issue is not going away. This is beyond concerning. And what we likely see are the big gun lawyers and law firms coming out. We will see pressure being applied to DOJ and other government institutions to make this go away. He goes on to say that I'm right, that it's actually very scary. So as a congresswoman, but imagine how the victims who are children at the time feel. If we focus on protecting children from those who intentionally abuse them, regardless of societal class, then we are focusing on the right aspect of this. We must, at all costs, protect children. This is not a political issue. It's an issue that is very serious moral issue. So they were shaken by what they heard in the committee hearing. They came out. I've got clips of it there. None of the women that were on the panel said they ever saw Trump do anything. Only one of them, you know, worked at Mar-a-Lago. Trump fired or kicked Epstein out because of him recruiting her, Giuffre. But that said, Trump has been engaging in very schizophrenic behavior, like release it all, don't. It's all a hoax. We mean what the Democrats have? So I wanted to get Kathy O'Brien on to talk about this, and then I want to segue with her into the externalization of the method. She was really, without me bringing it up a few months ago, bringing up the trans thing, which is MI6, Tavistock CIA on record, the dad of the shooter, most of them CIA, high-level geospatial, all of it, and really the externalization of this, going from beta into operational, as she was explaining, and where she sees this going, and how many of these undetectable mind control sex operatives and assassins are out there. And people go, oh, that's the Bourne movie. Or movie. That's based on declassified stuff. They really, Dr. Ewan Cameron, Jolly and West, you know, the psychiatrist and McVeigh and Jack Ruby and all of them, and Sirhan's the same story. It was declassified. They were trying to create sex operatives that they could wipe their memory with different personalities and also assassins. And so I know it's not hard for Kathy O'Brien to talk about it. She's just not a very, let's just say she's a lady and she's gotten over a lot of it, not a graphic person. But if she wants to, again, the feeder systems are satanic ritual abuse. It's all confirmed. Then usually they feed that into a CIA program. It's the parents doing it. But now they've moved on with the parents would actually have to rape them and drug them themselves. They have the government do it, the schools, the feeder groups under the trans thing, and that's why the majority of mass shootings are now the trans. So that's my gestalt. I appreciate her holding while I went through that. Trans-formation.com, Real Kathy O'Brien on X, and she's written other books as well. But I'm telling you, what a survivor, because I've talked to the FBI, CIA, the good guys, defense intelligence, others. Most of the women, and you hear about the women, a large portion's boys. You can say the majority. They get so screwed up that just, you know, and then they become like, you know, heads of different federal departments, sort of the gay Satanist. I mean, I would bet that guy was in a trial-based mind control. He'd wear pentagrams, all of it. That's where this is. So, you know, it from what I've seen, it tends to be actually women that come out of the program. And that's a whole other area. So, Kathy, there's so much to cover. I want to try to give you the floor. We can go into the next hour if you've got time to start wherever you like. Did I accurately say that, or what would you add to it?
Oh, there's so many different directions to go with all this, Alex. We've been at this. You and I have bringing truth to light for decades now. You know, and we go all the way back to Bohemian Grove when MK Ultra mind control slaves were being sacrificed at Bohemian Grove to eliminate them for the information that they had.
Explain that. That's come out in declassified documents that they call it using someone up. Sometimes they are so vicious to the baby, they go ahead and kill them, but then they pick some to be servants. But what, usually in the 30s, they get rid of you? Because this is on record, but this is fat. This is horrifying, but important. Explain that.
Yeah, it is important, and people should look into Transformation of America and or listen to it on Audible to get the details, the graphic details of what actually goes on there. But it's the same thing as what was happening at Epstein Island. The difference is Epstein Island was disrupted in the midst of it. Bohemian Grove, very few of us survived that onslaught that was done there. Thanks to, you know, people like you crawling in there on your belly and getting photos so early on, at least, you know, some of us were.
Well, by the way, Kathy, when I did that in 2000, I halfway didn't believe it. I knew you were real. I knew Gunderson was real. I knew, you know, the man you later married, you know, deep level CIA was real. I still didn't think they're going to do a mock human sacrifice to an owl, which is just the drill. And I get there and it's all true. And they were taking a deadly. I mean, I was like, oh my, it's real.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that helped open people's eyes to reality, to understand what was going on with Epstein and the Epstein Island. And the survivors of that are far more numerous because of the disruption. Just because there are so many of them, it doesn't mean that they are healed and ready to be speaking out. And, you know, I'm deeply concerned.
Yeah, I noticed in the Senate hearing, a lot of the women said they're so programmed. They want government. They can't eat. They can't even remember.
Right. Of course. That's the way MK Ultra mind control works. It's how they capitalize on our brain's natural defense to trauma too horrible to comprehend. The neuron pathways in the brain actually physically shut down and repress that trauma deep into the subconscious. So the rest of the mind can develop and function normally. Well, the, repeated traumas make it impossible for someone to be able to remember until those neuron pathways are open. And it takes being in a safe place because that's how our brains respond to safety. As it
well, you never talk about this, but can you speak to just a few minutes? I know it's hard, but you can. To the early satanic feeder group with your family, can you talk about that programming? I know it's hard to talk about.
Yes. Yes, well, it was found in the Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. Equally, satanic ritual abuse because of the blood trauma is so against human nature that it is, too, one of the most horrific traumas on the human mind. So in my case, since I was thrust into MK Ultra mind control so early on, I was subjected to both sexual abuse and ritual abuse, both of which prepared me later for my White House Pentagon level programming through Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino.
All right. I know specifically, can you talk about blood ritual? You mean watching people be killed?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Horrific. There's nothing more horrific. Even the military, that is why they are so PTSD'd and traumatized and, you know, have so much difficulty reclaiming their peace of mind.
And those are the best of our men can't handle it. So, by the way, this is partially classified. Even the Manchurian Candidate documents they made movies out of was they would train people, torture them, sleep deprivation, shock therapy, drugs, and then have them kill other cadets. We can show some of that if you want from both the remake with Denzel Washington. But that's all based on real programs. Can you specifically tell people a little bit about what you witnessed? I know it's hard to talk about.
Well, what I witnessed was horrific throughout the years, especially. I mean, in childhood, it was horrific enough to see an animal being sacrificed. And in later years, knowing what went on at Bohemian Grove and, you know, other places, it's absolutely horrific what's been done to so many MK Ultra mind control slaves, so many little children. Because if that kind of thing is horrific to an adult, imagine what it does to the mind of a child.
And you're talking about, so how early were you in Black Sabbaths?
In the MK Ultra, prior to age 6, my father sold me in at about 3 years old, back around 1960, he sold me into the MK Ultra mind control, project. And it was in full swing then. It was already being used, the satanic abuse, the trauma, the extreme, sexual trauma, being used in the blackmail operations. You know, as a little bitty toddler, I was used in those compromising blackmail videos. It's because these globalist perpetrators don't trust each other either. And they hold each other by the blackmail, so to speak. That's why we have the Epstein Island of its time. Back then was Mackinac Island, Michigan, and then it went to Bohemian Grove. Of course, we have Epstein Island, and we know about that now. I'm sure they're going to go somewhere else until we fully understand our children are being targeted for a reason. MK Ultra mind control is the purpose, and the whole pedophile agenda is a slave society agenda to ultimately. The end game goal is to reduce our thinking to the flat linear thinking of artificial intelligence. It's an attack on our humanity. It's a attack on our ability to have our free thought, free will, soul expression. In so many ways, it is a spiritual warfare because without...
Well, Kathy, you predicted in your book 30 years ago that this was a beta test they would externalize. Now the gay pride parades, the pedo parades, with the kids like captured things, the public schools leading them out, sexualizing them, drag queen story time, open pedophilia, the Vatican having kids for trans events this weekend. I mean, this is a full... As you were able, with the guy that helped save you, which is an amazing individual. I read the book now. It's like, oh my God, now it's all, I know it's true. It's all in the open, but how you guys were able to predict the externalization, you guys were just the beta test.
Well, you look at the whole pedophile agenda was moving into a depopulation agenda. That's what the transgender movement is about, is depopulation. You can go back to Gerald Ford's cabinet and look who he had in there. I mean, he had Henry Kissinger, George Bush, Dick Cheney, the same old characters. But nevertheless, he did the first depopulation agenda with Henry Kissinger. People can research that for themselves. It's still available right there on the internet.
State Department Memorandum 200.
Well, having been there, those inner circles gave me great insight into exactly what this plan was.
You were abused by Gerald Ford.
Absolutely. He was the reason I was thrust into MK Ultra mind control.
So describe, you say by being there, you understand it now. Give us a little idea of that.
Well, Gerald Ford was the one who gave my father immunity from prosecution. If he would sell me into MK Ultra mind control, I had been prostituted to Ford since I was a little bitty toddler. So, the connection was there. By the time, Ford's political career escalated, so too did my victimization in MKUltra mind control. So I was among these perpetrators deep in the Washington, D.C. swamp, where the mind control agenda was being planned and being played out, and it was our children who were being targeted for it. So having foreseen all of that plan and deprogrammed it by healing from within myself, it's all in my 1995 testimony for Congress, you know, and if it hadn't been censored under national security, if people had had that information, then they would have had the knowledge that is our defense against mind control. We wouldn't be in the position that we are today. But, you know, censorship takes its toll. Information has been suppressed for a long time. And unfortunately, that same information has been suppressed very deliberately from the mental health community, so that as these survivors emerge, they're only met with bad therapy that perpetuates the victim mentality that keeps them highly suggestible and easily led.
So yeah, exactly. How were you able to get out? Because almost all the other women and men that have been confirmed to be in this are they're not even so much zombies. They can't find their real personality. How do people get out of this?
By our birthright information. That's what Mark Phillips found buried under national security when he was working the highest levels of intelligence.
And that's the guy that saved you, Mark Phillips. I know him.
Yes. Yes. He couldn't release the information, but he could do something about it. So he lifted my daughter and me out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp all the way back in 1988 and handed me keys to my own mind. Mark did not deprogram me. He reminded me that it's within us all to heal. We have been led outside ourselves for generations now to rely on big government, big pharma, big tech, big cult, occult religion to
exactly,
tell us
but how knowing you have your sovereignty and still your core spirit and that you can do it through God, being aware of it, then you're able to heal yourself, basically is what you're saying.
Exactly, because without free thought, there's no free will. Without free will, there's no soul expression. When we lose our soul expression, we lose our discernment of truth. We lose our ability to have compassion for each other. We lose our ability to go within and align with the divine within and tap into that strength of the human spirit and the infinite power of love. It's our saving grace. It's the saving grace of humanity. That's why our humanity is under attack. That's why we're enduring this spiritual warfare, and mind control is their tool for doing it, because by using trauma after trauma and keeping our conscious mind distracted, we're not able to think to align with our divine.
And that's
why
they try to keep us off balance, keep us out of nature constantly.
Exactly that. Trauma after trauma after trauma.
Looking at the handbooks of this trans shooter, devil worshiper, dad, super high-level CIA. We now know the police knew, ordered to stand down. Mother worked at the school again. It's the same story over and over again with these shooters.
Over and over. It has been for years, hasn't it, Alex? It's been the same playbook, because mind control is an invisible menace, and until people have the knowledge that's our defense against it, this is going to continue. Trauma is used on the children, and then that trauma is perpetuated on society by triggering these children into pulling the trigger in the school shootings.
And they even put out magazines all over Leptis City showing trannies, men, dressed as women with guns, saying, we're going to go out and kill, we're going to go out and attack. They're not even hiding this. And now they're engaging in breaking in buildings, raping babies every day, mass shootings every week. And the media does everything it can to cover it up. What's behind that?
Well, look at the MKUltra involved in the pedophile agenda, how it shifted to the transgender movement, and after mind control masked as a virus was unleashed on the global population, because the children went from absolute terror and depersonalization of wearing a mask, which inhibited oxygen to the brain necessary for critical analysis, free thought. It caused identity confusion that the schools then said were a gender confusion so that they could push the transgender movement. Think about it, Alex. The kids were all separated from each other, terrified, hiding behind plexiglass. And then the next minute, they're sticking dollars in tranny panties because that agenda was being pushed on their suggestible little minds. Wow. We have messed up a generation, and we have messed up more than one generation because the parents allowed for this to happen because they, too, were already messed up.
It was a giant externalization of the same torture you went through, but on a mass scale.
Exactly.
When did you first publish Transformation? You predicted all this.
1995. That was all validated. Every word in Transformation was validated.
But it actually happened like you said. So there's the
exactly.
Proof. And they even declassified it was a CIA mind control program, COVID. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start doing better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Kathy O'Brien had no idea I was going to bring up COVID, the mass masking, the mass mind control rollout. And right as I was about to, I'd already told the crew 2 minutes before, get video that ready, she brought it up. So we're simpatico. She's gone through it and then came out of it and researched it. I've been from the outside researching it. But all of us now in this current system of media and culture are under it. But being aware of it is the not just the beginning. It's, in my belief, 90% of understanding it and overcoming it. So go a little bit with us in the next hour. I really appreciate your time. Trans-formation.com, all your books, your material, your great research. It's so amazing. Real Kathy O'Brien on X. But I originally wanted to get you on about all the Epstein stuff, the current developments, big picture, your overall view with your deep knowledge and also experience of what you think is currently happening, what you think is really going on with Trump from your sources, your own research, what you think is coming out, the bizarre behavior of the administration, and all these different angles. And then in a larger era, we can go into any other facets of this you want and how you think we overcome it. But can you just in general speak to what you think about the hearings in Congress and the info and the so-called files and where you think this is going?
Well, Mark Phillips and I talked about this at length for years, what it would take to unravel the New World Order and this globalist agenda. And it's like seeing it unfold the way that we thought it would have to, because you can't do it on a government level. It's a globalist slave society agenda, and the governments, if they were just to go out of power, then they'd be replaced by more of the same. It's just not going to be dismantled that way. It's going to take people waking up on a global scale. They're going to have to wake up to realize that it's up to each and every one of us to take back our personal sovereignty, to be able to get out in our local communities. The local impact has national impact, has global impact, you know, and it begins within each and every one of us. So it's going to take a great awakening, which is what we're having right now. I mean, we've already passed critical mass, but it's a matter of people realizing that they need to take back their power and start making that difference. We can't rely on big government to dismantle this for us. It's up to us to evolve with knowledge. That's our defense against mind control going forward, to evolve with the capacity to effectively protect our children going forward.
And let's talk about how we do that, but you just hit the key here. There's all these people that are black pill that say, oh, we're losing because they've awoken. They don't see an endless, ending quickly because they just woke up. They weren't under this 40 years ago, like you and others. They don't have the long context that you and others have, and I have less context, but more than they do. And they think those of us saying, hey, let's keep pushing, let's keep awakening, we're winning, they'll understand the change comes locally. It's not Trump's job to save us. It's all, he's a manifestation of the awakening. And we have to understand that now is the time to individually become aware and then wake up others. And then it doesn't matter what the system does.
Yeah, I think it's amazing how he doesn't care if people agree with him or not. The point is he's making them think. They're making them think for themselves. So, when people disagree, that's wonderful. I certainly don't agree with everything and I don't have to, but I'll forever be appreciative of how much he did to wake people up to the reality of child sex trafficking, to the reality of MK Ultra mind control, to the reality of the deep state swamp that is not only in Washington DC, but is on a global scale. We're starting to see that. And it's amazing what's been done to open our eyes. But like my daughter Kelly was saying the other day, now people are awake. The Great Awakening has happened. That's past critical mass. But now people have a long way to go to catch up. And they certainly do. There's a lot we're going to need to do to clean this mess up. And
so you're saying from your deep knowledge and understanding, and it's true, whether Trump's good or bad or whatever, he's got Kennedy. They're saving the kids. They're exposing the whole system. The globalist system's panicking, coming against them. I mean, this is a real sea change. The proof is in the pudding.
Right. It is. And it's happening. The action is there. And if people would realize that we have been given back our power and start using it, they'll realize we don't have obstacles in our way anymore. People helping people is very real.
That's right. The world's ready for this now. Instead of just wishing that Trump didn't snap his fingers and fix it all because they just woke up, understand people have been in the trenches like you, literally under it for 40 plus years, 50 years. It's here.
Yeah, I'm happy to see the parents going into the school system and demanding that they put writing by hand back in the school system, because that one simple little brain trick activates the logic, critical analysis part of the brain, and our children will be able to know how to think again instead of what to think again with that one simple thing. But, you know, we've got the keyboards in there now. Keyboards don't do the same thing in the brain. Writing by hand with a pen on paper opens neuron pathways in the brain.
By the way, they've known that for 100 years. Scotland Yard learned to hand somebody that couldn't remember a pad and they would understand it. So all those basic things are being taken away.
Yes, we need to get that back. People need to pick up a pen and paper in their own home, write out their fear and their trauma, write out what's immobilizing them, and add a solution. And I spell it with an S-O-U-L because it's got to come from a place of soul instead of vengeance, you know, and see what we can do to make a positive impact on our local communities, on our society, on our food source, you know, because when you look at the components of mind control, trauma is definitely one, but so are sleep, food, and water deprivation. People are working 9 to 5, 5 to 9 to put food on the table that has no
nutritional
value.
That's key. People think of mind control as only sex torture or electrochemical stuff.
Right.
No, it's a full attack now. It's a full spectrum.
Yes. Yes, it is. And our food, that's why our food has been bioengineered and genetically altered to starve our brains, to keep our brains from firing properly.
Then what do you make of what Kennedy's doing? I mean, it's obvious he's a good guy. They're really coming after him.
Yeah, yeah. And our water's been tainted. We got to clean up a lot. We've got this administration coming at this from so many different angles, but ultimately it's up to us. We're the ones who need to get our hands in the earth and work that soil, get nutrition restored back to the soil so it goes back to the food, so it goes to our brains again. You know, we've got a ways to go on all of this, but at least people are finally starting to do it. I'm happy to see people homeschooling their children so that they can.
Sure. You're talking about solutions. I want to get to that overall, withdrawing ourselves from the evil system, building our new one. But just in general, what do you think the whole Epstein thing is? Because Trump kind of emphasized, like, it's a hoax. And later he's like, no, I mean, what they left in the files is obviously the guys running it didn't leave the real stuff there. Where do you see all that going?
I see the Epstein thing as just a piece of the puzzle, a thread. We need to start pulling that thread, but there's so much more that's going to unravel than what people perceive Epstein Island was about. It was part of this globalist agenda. It was part of a mind control agenda. It was part of genetically altering the children. It was about the harvesting of our children. There's more to that even than the adrenochrome. But people are just now waking up to realize that there is a much bigger thing happening here. And rather than using blackmail to blackmail, now that that we have those blackmail tapes, I mean, that'd be playing another man's game. We need to use that as leverage to unravel this whole globalist agenda and the whole mess, the whole attack on our children that includes the harvesting of them so that we can stop this atrocity.
And by the way, you're talking about Zorro Ranch and also Peter Nygaard confirmed having women have babies, wait till the ninth month, have them have the baby, but it's technically not, doesn't have rights, then drain it to give the stuff to rich men. That's all confirmed. So it was exactly much worse than him with sex with 13-year-old girls. He had this big ritualistic. Guys, pull up the stuff of his blackboard with all the black magic stuff on it. It always goes back to that. But let me ask you this about thread the needle here. You've got 500,000 missing kids, they confirm Senate report. You've got Mayorkas bringing them in. You've got the Democrats trying to defend that. Yes, Epstein is, like you said, a string that pulls the whole thing out because people know about it. But if they keep leading us along with Epstein forever, and we spend 90% of our time on Epstein instead of all the other confirmed real stuff and saving the kids currently in slavery, it becomes a distraction. And so I'm not saying don't cover it. I'm saying how do you, you see what I'm saying? Like, how do we balance that?
With discussions like this, I don't know of any other way to do it because it's so complex. It's so much more complex than what people know. Their attention span has been deliberately dumbed down and numbed down to very short.
It's 14 seconds on average.
Yeah. A snap judgment, you know, and not even being able to research further. But the complexity of it all is extreme, and it's going to require people reclaiming their free thought so they can even expand their thinking to wrap around the magnitude of all of it. And as they do, they're going to realize that to dismantle this is going to take each and every one of us. So every bit of it leads into waking people up. We can't wake up for other people. It's an individual journey, just like spirituality is an individual journey. That's what we're all on, and it's going to take all of us. What wakes us up, you know, is coming at us from a lot of different directions. We need to stop following the perversion diversions and the short distractions to get to the...
Exactly. They manipulate our base drives that God gave us. They're not bad drives. It's the manipulation of this bad. So let me ask you this, because I got so many questions. And you're all about solutions in the current time. I want to go in the next hour and do that. But people need to know this stuff because you've been verified, confirmed, everything. It's all come out. Talk about the evil people, because I know this came out of the Nazis, but it was also in occult things before that. But it really launched big after World War II, and the government openly did more mind war funding then than even nuclear weapons for a while. Then they got scared of what they found by the 90s document show, according to Dr. Nick Begich and others, and things that came out in Congress. They kind of said, wind down the mind control, because they kept getting people that kind of resisted it, and they got like, you know, like in a superhero movie, some people like transformed out of it, actually backfired on them. And then you got that the Bourne, you know, books is an example of what they actually found, that sometimes they got a big problem. So it said just dumb everybody down, poison them in general, wreck society, get rid of the humans, go to robots. That's what the elite wants. But where did the Gerald Fords and the Henry Kissingers and the Jolyon West come from? How were they programmed, or were they just natural psychopaths or Satanists to want to set this up? And today, I think they know they're in a lot of trouble, but how would you describe the mindset and the worldview of these people? Just total predators?
They're not like us, and they do not like us. And it was like George Bush said at Bohemian Grove, and it's in my testimony, that if the people woke up, then our numbers would have to be reduced to a much more manageable size. That was the point of the vaccines back then.
By the way, you put that in your book. I had to stop you again. It's so insane. Because people that don't do research don't know everything she say. I already know. That came out in the Bohemian Grove Annal only about 10 years ago, but she put that in her book 30 years ago. And now get ready for this. Zbigniew Brzezinski about 12 years ago at the CFR in Canada said, if the public keeps waking up, it's cheaper just to kill them all because we can't control them. So talk about what Bush Sr. said at Bohemian Grove. That is so important. On record, decades before his other top minions said it publicly.
Yeah, it was to reduce our numbers to a more manageable size. At the time, it was the AIDS vaccine, and that was the one that was being used. But we've seen these depopulation agendas, you know, going all the way back to Ford. So they weren't really even waiting to see how their mind control could work. They were going to use that as a trauma base in the process and use it all along. There's many different factions of mind control that are being used, like we touched on briefly there, our food, our water, our lack of sleep, you know, people having to work so much to try to make ends meet. It's all part of the slave society agenda. We need to get plenty of rest. We need good nutrition. We need to get our brains firing again in order to overcome the onslaught that's coming at us from so many different directions, including, you know, electronic, harmonic, and even the most basic form of mind control, repetitive media narrative.
Absolutely. So Where, I mean, I was just satanic secret societies, but from your research, because I agree, this launches after World War II into official operations, but where do these guys come from? How do they get organized? Like Skull of Bones, that's kind of, well, it's not kind of, it's the mothership of Bohemian Grove, things like that?
Yeah, there's the when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. in the wake of World War II, they brought the formula for mind control. Anybody can research that for themselves. It was Project Paperclip. And those people kept everything secret through their secret societies and secret meetings. The secret is mind control. The secret is how they were going to create this slave society.
Well, it's partially classified. The Germans called it mind war, and they were spending something like 10% of their budget on it. A bunch of their generals didn't want to, but that would Mengele headed that up. But yeah, it's called the Mind War Project, and the U.S. got those files.
Right, exactly. And so it was perpetuated here. Well, as soon as it was brought into the U.S., the 1947 National Security Act went into place to keep it secret. And with the National Security Act in 1947 came the CIA. The CIA was put in place to start enforcing this globalist agenda and start sneaking it into society and infiltrating it into different areas. So these secret meetings that I was exposed to at Mackinac Island, Michigan, and Bohemian Grove and everything is where these global leaders would get together and decide the fate of humanity.
Talk about some of those meetings. This is other victims. So you're basically there, what, 8, 9, 10 years old, like delivering drinks, or you're waiting in the cabin for them? How are you exposed to it at these meetings?
I was used in the blackmail ops to fulfill perversions that were being filmed. And, you know, again, they don't trust each other either, so they hold each other by the blackmail, so to speak. So I was used in those positions with them. And was also, because I was there for that, heard discussions that were going on at the time and was privy to those. So there were a lot of discussions that were going on that are documented in Transformation of America. So people can look into those further. But they've been planning the infiltration of society for a long, long time. It's been going on.
And they're using behavioral psychology with government control to play God.
Ultimately that, yeah.
But if you could be a victim of it and come out of it and be so dynamic and so smart now, because I knew you 30-something years ago, and you were still well-spoken and smart, but you were still kind of, you know, freaked out and not outgoing. I mean, I think it's fair to say you've blossomed and really... I mean, now I would say you're one of the most eloquent people I know. I mean, is that an accurate statement that you've progressed?
Oh, absolutely. I hope I continue to. You know, I hope we all do, because there's always more to learn and more to know in life. And
well, sure, you can't fake somebody that's been under mind control. And I mean, I was smart back then, I'm a lot smarter now. But I remember meeting you the first time, and I was like, you can't fake this. You weren't. I mean, I could see, like, you had that trillion-yard stare. You know what I mean? You don't really have that now. And yeah. And I mean, I can see you've been traumatized, but now you don't get traumatized at all.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, that's the difference between survivors healing from within and having the time to continue on their path before they get, you know, pulled back in or triggered or reactivated or anything like that. Healing from within is key. And I'm very fortunate to have had the opportunity to do that. Because
so when I first met you like 30 years ago, you were very quiet. You were very, and you were just, you were like looking at everybody. You could tell, like, it wasn't that you were dumb. You were super intelligent, but you just really didn't talk a lot and were really, and then now you're just completely different.
Well, back, you know, when Mark first lifted my daughter and me out of the swamp, I didn't know good people existed in the world. I didn't trust anybody. I didn't trust that there were that many good people. And Mark assured me, he said, you'll see it eventually. Well, I did. I started seeing it more and more. Not only are the good people by far the majority, but I've also come to the full realization that these perpetrators, these low vibration, dark, negative energy force perpetrators, feed off of negativity. They got that the first 30 years
of
my
life. Well, that's what I was going to say is when I first met you a few times, you acted very like you didn't trust me, other people, you were looking around.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't want to bring that up, but that's what I got from
it. Now, yeah. And now, I understand that that by living the love that I am, by living my life's purpose, by continuing forward on that path, that that's what matters. I don't live in any kind of fear. And I have learned that people too are on their own learning path, and it's not for me to judge them. It's not.
Well, that's what I've learned the last few years them. Is the devil's biggest trick is not that he doesn't exist. It's the second biggest. It's that good doesn't exist. People need to know there is so much good. The problem is good is naive because good doesn't think like this and can't believe it's real. But once good awakens, once the terrible giant awakens, it's over for evil. And I know evil now is scared. They're not as arrogant as they used to be, Kathy O'Brien.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, I'm especially excited that people are starting to understand there's more to our brains than we've been conditioned to think. I mean, not only have we been dumbed down, but we've been taught to use like, 10% of our brain. When in fact, we have so much capacity for expanded thought, heightened senses, intuitions. We have so much more capacity than we utilize. And my mind control experience gave me access to that and full realization of it. So now it's mine to drive, and it's a wonderful way to be free from the negative of my past, to be able to use what I learned of my own free will for my own directions going forward.
Have you ever talked to Nate Baggage? Because, you know, his dad was a congressperson's brother, senator. He got all the declassified documents. That's why they started abandoning a lot of the projects and said, we'll just go with general dumbing down in the 90s, because so many of the project people like you learned that they were using the control through understanding of the brain and the real powers we have, and that some of the subjects, again, got off course and out of their control.
Absolutely. What we have even for physical healing is absolutely amazing, but Big Pharma doesn't want us to know that. They're making their money off of treatment instead of cures. We have capacity for cure within us. We have resiliency of body, mind, and spirit. We've been blessed with it all along. But after generations of being conditioned to look outside ourselves and rely on them, we forgot to go within and access those capabilities. We have a long way to go in that regard to be able to reclaim all that. And I'm so excited that I've been able to use that for my own physical healing, my well-being, my mental health, and my ability for being able to share this information forward so that all these other survivors can start going within and accessing this, what we've been blessed with all along.
By the way, I noticed, I'm sure you know, get the Anna Paulina clip ready. Can you do a little bit more time with us, Kathy O'Brien?
I do have a 2 o'clock interview.
Oh, darn. Well, you got to come back again soon, because the congresswoman was meeting with these women, and some were saying, like, we've been programmed. We can't remember. We need help. Like, this is being said in the press conference, and people didn't know what they were seeing.
Oh, my gosh. If they just go to my website and get PTSD Time to Heal, it's right there. Pay what you can if you can. Everybody can have it regardless of income. Take that information and apply it. It's a simple, thin little workbook, because it's a reminder of our birthright to heal. And that's my message for all survivors. Heal from within. Stop looking outside yourselves, because the people outside yourselves have been deliberately taught wrong to perpetuate the victim mentality. Go within. We have that capacity for healing. That's what Mark gave me. That's what I am in turn giving everyone else. He was bound by laws of sedition. I'm not. And so I'm sharing that information. PTSD, Time to Heal, right there on my website.
Absolutely. Listen, I interrupted a lot, but I'm glad I did. I brought you in all different directions. You got to come back soon, commercial free. You're amazing. And I knew your book was right, a lot of it when I read it, and later all of it. And now see what you say, because I know a lot more. It's like all true. So amazing. Kathy O'Brien, trans-formation.com, Real Kathy O'Brien on X. Talk to us soon. God bless you, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.
That was amazing. I didn't know she couldn't stay longer. Wow. I had so much to get to, folks. That lady is dead on and a real survivor of this and an overcomer. I got a jam-packed fourth hour coming up with all the other news I didn't get to. So much more. I didn't plug this hour. So please support us. TheAlexShowStore.com. Got a big sale going there right now, but it doesn't matter. You want to support the broadcast and you want to get the products. If you don't get our Ultra Methylene Blue or our Shield Gear, our CMOS, you're totally insane. It's so good.
got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100. You get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Will continue to be in our thoughts. Let me start with the big picture. Under President Trump's leadership, we at HHS are enacting a once-in-a-generation shift from a sick care system to a true health care system that tackles the root causes of chronic disease. Chronic disease has reached crisis proportions in our country. And finally, we have an administration that is taking action. The MAHA report assessment, which the White House released in May, was the first government analysis of the key drivers of childhood chronic disease. Ultra-processed foods, chemical exposures, physical inactivity, and over-medicalization. This month, we will follow with the MAHA report strategy, the Trump administration's solution for addressing each cause. At HHS, we haven't just been writing reports. We have been the busiest, most proactive administration in HHS history. In just half a year, we've taken on food dyes, baby formula contamination, the grass loophole, fluoride in our drinking water, gas station heroin, electronic cigarettes, drug prices, prior authorization, information blocking.
The committee will come to order.
Yeah, that's the Democrat talking point from Bill Gates on down. HHS head RFK Jr. is weaponizing medicine against us and killing people because he's restricting the poison shots to newborn babies and stuff. And they just have a rent-a-mob goes in there and does that. And they never charged the Democrats. You know, and Schroyer went and yelled once in a committee hearing, and they charged him in a bunch of stuff. That's why I got so mad at Owen, because I've loved Owen and supported him. And then the last 3 years, he got darker and darker, wouldn't talk to us, and acted mad all the time and weird. And then he went and quit and then acted like he was fired and all that. I was really felt betrayed and blew up Tuesday. It just happened the night before. And I don't apologize for being honest about how I felt about it. I apologize to listeners if I was, you know, spending too much time on it. But we should bring up Owen again as I start telling a story. And I'm like, oh, I'm talking about Owen right now. That's the old Owen, not the new Owen. But notice hasn't said anything yet. Hadn't come out and said, oh, you did give me an 87% raise in three raises the last 5 years. Oh, you never, you know, you didn't censor me. You didn't do that. No, he got all his headlines knowing what would happen. And now he's hiding under a rock. Even though yesterday and today I said, you come on in here and debate me. Because I don't deserve that and my crew doesn't deserve that betrayal for doing nothing. So I won't apologize for being hurt and pissed off, but I will apologize to the audience for my delivery because I watched some of it. And yeah, it was entertaining, but it wasn't done on purpose. You know, here's my problem is I've been attacked so much and gone through so much that I didn't crack up. I didn't have a breakdown, as they call it, a crash out. I've had a crash up, and I've gotten to the point, I'm not 79 yet like Trump, but he's gotten even worse. It's a good thing in a way, where I just don't give a damn anymore. I mean, I really don't care what people think about me at all, but I do think later, hey, I could have done that better, and, you know, it's just I have no filter anymore. I never had much of one, but that's why they always attack. Oh, he's not real. He reads off a teleprompter. He's being told what to say because they know I'm real, folks. And that's my button. My enemies say I'm not real all the time. I don't care what they say. But when people that I've done nothing but empower stab me in this embattled operation in the back, because, I mean, I've been at, you know, I launched InfoWars in 97, been on air since 94, and I've been in this building 16 years, and before all the attempts to shut it down, I hated the building. I hated being here. I've been here too long. I wanted change like anybody would do. Now I love it. Now I love the stains on the carpet and the old walls and all the equipment and just all of it. Now they're trying to take it away. Now it's just anybody that gets in the way of that, anybody that attacks that and says it's not the real deal makes me get really pissed off. We'll be right back. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. While my guitar... While my guitar gently weeps, the Beatles. Listen to it carefully.
Look at you all. See the love that's sleeping. While my guitar gently weeps.
Share that. Verse 1, I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping. You're in a trance. You're under mind control. Without even being in an actual project, it's all an open-air project now. While my guitar gently weeps, I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still, my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how, why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controls you. They bought and they sold you. I look at how the world, and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every single mistake, we must surely be learning. Still, my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted. Two, I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. Well, we are. It's all right there. Well, we're alerting you, ladies and gentlemen. But you all see the love there that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. I look.
Look at you all.
Still my guitar gently weeps.
Still my
and that's in that Department of Education, Charlotte Isby document she released from 1983, where they show the stages of the brainwashing, the disassociation, the mind control, and then they bring it back as an angry revolutionary who they then mind wipe after that and who's just a robot piloting the spacecraft into the black hole. You know, they always said the Beatles were a MI6 mind control project. There were certainly a lot of connections to that. I certainly know the U.S. government killed John Lennon. That was declassified partially under Strom Thurmond's orders. And I know they were into Aleister Crowley and stuff like that, too. Pretty powerful stuff. And that's what we're talking about right now. Read those lyrics again. I look at you all and see the love that they're sleeping. See, they've suppressed our humanity while my guitar gently weeps. And the guitar is the world, the universe, just the background noise. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still, my guitar still weeps. Yeah, people aren't conscious. Things are dirty. It's out of control. You're not conscious. I don't know how, why nobody told you how to unfold your love, to unlock your mind. I don't know how someone controls you. They bought and they sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still, my guitar keeps gently weeping. I don't know how you were diverted, how you were perverted. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look at you all and see the love that they're sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. I look at you all still, my guitar gently weeps. And Thomas and the crew, a couple people, they just take everything I say, basically. They're so used to just check this, check that. I'm like constantly when I say something, it's off memory. It's a tough job for people to do that every day because they're typing everything in I say because I sometimes get things wrong. Like I said, Pritzker was a Republican, and they're like, that's not true. You know, people always say there's somebody in my ear. Well, there is, like 4 or 5 times a day. They're like, yeah, that's wrong because they're in there. Blah, 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 blah. Plus, they're finding everything I'm talking about 99% of the time. It's right. They're throwing it up. So he typed in Kathy O'Brien. Saying, you were diverted, you were perverted. So he typed that in, and that's one of my, I love that Beatles song. It's one of my favorite Beatles songs. It's all hiding in plain view, see? That's what's cool about this. Because the AI is just an expression of us. It's what we're saying is really the power. And that's what I told you. You can take anything I talk about on this show. You can take 5 minutes of this broadcast any day and just create a transcript of it and then take things I said and search each thing I said and it will blow you away. Because when I'm sitting here saying something, I'm stream of consciousness. Yeah, I've done the research. I've looked at it all. But when I tell you this is the bill number, or this is the thing here over there, or this is the U.S. code, or this is the memorandum, it's all just, and I had a photographic memory till about 40, and, you know, life and everything usually fades out by then, and drinking the rest of it, far from photographic now. So that's why I have checkers, constantly checking, but it's still better than anything else the enemy's got. So that's the power of humanity. And that's the power you've got to use. And the fact that they abandoned their general, direct, individual mind control programs in the 90s, that's been declassified, was because they had too much reaction that blew up in their face. It actually triggered too many people that ended up coming after them. And that's why you see the Bourne novels that were written even before that about that, because that was actually happening. And so, yeah, you may get 100 people you get as, with mind control when it got partially declassified. Most people just turn into vegetables or mindless people. They'd throw them out as homeless people, you know, later or whatever. They'd just be fried and, you know, disassociated, not knowing who they were, multiple personalities. And then a good percentage, you know, maybe 20%, you'd get a good sex slave, a good assassin, somebody controllable, but they'd usually freak out and kill themselves or others later. But a couple percentage points, you got people that really woke up. And that was a big problem for them. But some could say that was the real point of the project. And some of the projects was the pure research to see what it would do. But they went to signals and general control and spying and just mass dumbing down by the mid-90s. And that's the project you're in right now. Because they had that competing project before with the fluoride and all, but they decided humans are too dangerous. We got to just get rid of humanity in general, which is the original Carnegie finding after World War I by the mid-20s. And the League of Nations, they were tasked by the big money to come back and say, how do we end war? But really, they were starting it. They wanted to sell it to their sub-science class. Oh, we're ending war, guys. How do we do it? We end humans as we know it. We make men docile and feminine. We make women more male but controlled by the state. And we just end the human condition, the human cycle as we know it. That ends war for sure. And we try to move with technology into something replacing humans and some system for the elite to transcend humanity. Quite a project. And it goes back to Galton in the 1850s and the British Royal Society and all that. By the way, if you're a new listener, just type in Galton Royal Society Eugenics and just anything I say, H.G. Wells, eugenics, you know, nonfiction books, New World Order, just type it in. Every 10 words when I hit things like that is a whole lifetime of research. So, but as Kathy O'Brien said, being aware of this project and studying it yourself, you've all been programmed by the system, repetitive media and the drugs and the culture and the positronics and the electrochemical and the flash frequencies of the television sets, hypnotism, and all of it. But you still got the innate programming God gave you and that spirit that sits at the center of it, looking through the third eye, that once aware, even in devastating situations, can rebuild like Helen Keller, deaf, dumb and blind, to use the old term. Deaf, blind, couldn't speak. But over years of someone with touch and love got them to be able to do all that, to be able to speak and do that. Imagine being born with no sight and no hearing. The human spirit so powerful that you could transcend it. I was given 2015 vision, perfect hearing, incredible genetics, massive intelligence and aggression and will. Helen Keller wasn't going to do any of that. So it's up to us that won the lottery to not drive our And it's not bad if you do that. You mean polish your sports car, play golf, hang out with the cool dudes and the, you know, the chicks and strut around peacocking that you're a winner and the status is yours in that loop of success. It's so fun. Life's great. I'm going to this. I'm going here. It's going to be great sunsets. All I do is feel good about myself. Just kind of, I mean, that's Owen Schroyer. I surveyed the crew and never talked bad about him. I said, my thing is he turned into a real power trip, in love with himself, thinks he's God, would look us up and down like we were piles of shit. And they said, yeah, that's him. Started about 3 years ago. They said, you didn't watch the full 5.5 hours? He said, he's the best talk show host in the world. He's the only man that can ever replace Rush Limbaugh. I mean, even if you are that person, why would you ever just screwed over your crew and lied about them for publicity? Go and say, by the way, I'm the best there is. I've said InfoWars is the best there is, and I ain't saying much. There's not a lot of people that are really awake at that point of that level. And it's not about competition. You know, I'm the guy when Limbaugh, 15 years ago, out in Hawaii or wherever, had the heart attack, and Roger Ailes is starting Mountain Talk Radio and ran Fox, and they called me. I went and met with him. They said, we think Rush is going to die. If you just do these agreements, we're going to replace his show with you right now. Of course, he lived a lot longer. But it's just so classic. Like, I was offered Rush Limbaugh's slot if I would sell out, and I would never even tell anybody that till today. And then you got Mr. Fancy Pants over here that was built up by this operation shitting on us, and then delusionally, oh, I'm as good as Rush Limbaugh. Owen, let's wait and see. I'm sure you will be. Get back with us in 10 years. I can tell you ain't going to happen. Maybe I'll give you encouragement. Here's a little thing, dum-dum. That talk radio doesn't exist anymore. There's still vestigial parts of it, and it's great. That was a different culture, a different time. Rush Limbaugh is of his time. You are of your time. You should be thinking about the future thing you're going to do. You should be thinking about stopping nuclear war and biological releases and AI takeover. But instead, you're thinking about you're young and handsome, and you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh when that world doesn't even exist. You should be thinking about saving the world instead of how you're number one. Because I didn't want to be number one, but have to follow their script. Because they said, we'll control basically what you say and the topics. It'll all be handled. Book deals, Fox News shows, everything. You want the deal. So see, that's what I'm talking about here. And it's not about running people down. It's about tuning into it and knowing what you're listening to. That's the example. The average man I know will give lip service to being conservative or Christian or populist, but they would sell out to the power structure in 10 seconds. And I'm not saying Owen did that. Owen came out and said basically he had to go because I was mad at him for bashing Trump, which I never said or never did. I said I thought he was too black-pilled. So I won't accuse him of the thing he obliquely, in a chicken shit way, did to me. No, sonny boy. No matter how you guys try, because you think it makes you look better, I never sold out to anybody but Jesus Christ. And it's not about me even defending my name. I will not let people try to build their credibility off a lie on my back or this crew's back or this operation's back. Because no operation's been under more attack by El Diablo than this one, because El Diablo knows he's tried to get this operation to sell out dozens of times, including Henry Kissinger right in front of John Harmon's organization, saying, come up here right now. We want to hire you. We want you to work for us, and you're going to be a kingpin. And the richest man in the world, 7 years ago before they sued me, wasn't Elon, having a meeting with us. That was off record, so I can't say it. And saying, $50 million a year to start just for you, hundreds of millions for your company. You'll be the fact checker, but the conservative everybody trusts. You'll admit you were wrong. We'll tell you what to say. If you don't do this, you're going to be destroyed. We're going to sue you into oblivion. And I said, I'll take the lawsuits. And that's why I won't take somebody saying the White House is putting pressure on me. He said it real obliquely. I know he's mad. I'm bashing Trump because I'm so powerful and so big. And having newsflash, Owen, Trump doesn't even basically know who you are, doesn't care. You think the White House is calling about Owen Schroyer? But imagine, oh, God, Alex is mad because the White House is mad about what I'm saying. I had a guest on that Epstein was Mossad. Geez, Owen, we only said it 15 years ago and 5,000 times since then. It's all dress-up play, like little girls dressing up like they're princesses or something, or mermaids. You ain't a mermaid, dude. But that's the facsimile of this. No, I'm talking about our listeners, Owen. Need to know the good that's gone and be mad about the bad and not be demoralized that everything's screwed and let's jump off the edge of a cliff. And I never said that to you personally. I said it on air to the listeners, and then you sat there and heard it and took offense at it because it's you are the pessimist and the pure pessimist and great, good, lead us, show us Valhalla. Just don't you ever sit there and imply that anybody ever controlled what you would never go anywhere where people gave you the freedom you had and you pissed and shit all over it so that you could have your little fellow clout chasers and bitchers and liars sit there and, you know, feel like you've in this moment of attacking the old greenback, you know, the old mossback, the old silverback, whatever. I'm not in competition with you. You don't have to attack me for you to flourish. Go! Show us the way. Show us the leadership. That's all we're looking for. If I can find some greenhorn new person to get on air to eclipse everything I've done, I would love it. I am going to get thrown in prison if the Democrats get back in. This is existential. You should know that, Owen. You've experienced it. I want to beat them. I want to stop them. I don't even want to be on air. And so I will not have somebody who I've done nothing but take care of attack my integrity so they can look like they're a better, more pure person. That's pharisaical, right out of the Bible, and Christ rebuked the Pharisees. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about that. I got a lot of the news I need to hit here, but that's where we are. That's why I got so pissed, because I knew what I was watching. Premeditated scripting of, well, how do I imply he's censored but not 100% say it so it gets picked up? How do I say he didn't pay me but he actually way increased my pay? Well, I'll just say he didn't pay me, you know, any raises. Wait, maybe I got to check that over and over again so he can raise. Just all of it. I know premeditation when I see it. I know scripting. And I'm just sitting there going, man, this son of a bitch sat there and pre-scripted this to stick a knife in my back. What the hell is that? Because it's personal, because even though he turned into this narcissistic, dandy, Patrick Bateman, you know, wannabe Governor Newsom type, and I sat there and watched him turn into this devil in front of me, I sat there and just hoped he would pull out of it, and I have guilt that I knew something about earlier, but actually, and I think, no, there wasn't guilt. I wasn't going to give him the prize he wanted of firing him so that he could claim the inconsequential stuff he was doing on air was for that, because I knew that the spirit in him wanted that plum. Oh, he needed that. He wanted it so bad that he was good, I was bad. He is real, I am fake. Well, my listeners and viewers that have kept us through this fight, they know the bona fide, they know the real thing, they know false from real, they know. And so I apologize for spending this much time on it. I'm going to stop now. But that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And they are trying to tear apart the Trump movement, saying it's not real, it's not perfect, it's not effective, it's a fraud. And the truth is, it's a mix of people. Some are incredible, some mean well, some are evil, some are confused, some are dumb. But it's our revolution. It's the best we had to work with, the best we had to field, and it is wrecking the globalists right now, and they are running around screaming and jumping off cliffs, literally and metaphysically. So to not celebrate the outrageous victories we're having that I see almost no one talking about, including the Trump administration. Kennedy does a good job, but Trump's got himself pole vaulting over things and funny memes and stuff, and that's all fine for, you know, newly awoken people. Oh, cutesy stuff. Great, we do it too. But my God, just chronicling with Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and Tom Homan and all of them have done, I mean, is spectacular. And if I'm anything, I've always been thankful. My dad raised me from the time I can remember. He said, one of the most important things in life is to be humble and to be grateful and appreciate things. He explained to me, people used to have to milk a cow all day to get this milk. And people used to have raise a cow and slaughter it and cut it out. They didn't have refrigeration. They could only eat it when they killed a cow. They wouldn't have many cows. Maybe once a year they'd kill a cow. They'd share it with their neighbors. And, you know, people used to have electricity and these antibiotics for your sore throat. People used to have those and they used to die without it. But it's also a problem because it's going to get rid of your immunity. That's why we want to take it. My dad was like AI, just constantly talking. I'd be driving the car with my friends somewhere and they'd look at me and go, wow, your dad just like, you know, Discovery Channel, but like real stuff. It was just like, because that was, you know, his family, country doctors and all the rest of them that raised him. And that's what I became is, you know, the old ancient, spoken word around the campfire from the elders and the hunters and the people. What did you see? What happened? Went on. That was our old television. Was what did you see today? What did you do? What plant did this? What animal did that? What arrow did the best job? What knife worked the best? What did you see about the other tribe that's against us over the hill? Are they getting closer? That is everything to me, is that communion with you and the genuineness of it. Because I metaphysically, when I am genuine, I always did this just because of my instincts and my spirit. But as I got older, I realized it's my genuineness. It's why I have all the luck and the spirit. And I only give genuineness, only genuineness. My cardinal sin is to be ingenuine. I am so genuine. Anyone that says I'm not genuine and lies about me is an enemy. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat, wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum, Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I had Henry Kissinger try to hire me. I had the Democrats try to hire me. I had the deep state try to hire me over and over again. I never did it. And they could see way out, you know, 6-7 years before I was number one in 2016, 17, 18, hands down, bigger than Limbaugh ever was, Rogan, any of it. It's not about who was the biggest. We were the biggest. We're still gigantic. And so billions of views every few months just online alone. Number one on talk radio, all of it. Not selling out, doing it our way from the people. And now you see that on a mass scale. That is a testament to the power of the people, not of Alex Jones. And that shows you how strong humanity is. All right, so we see the headlines everywhere. Trump's a dictator. He's a king. He wants martial law. He viciously, evilly blew up 11 people in this cigarette boat, reportedly with fentanyl, with TDA. They had the intelligence coming in. Is it constitutional? It's 100%. Trump doesn't want big, mindless wars that kill a bunch of people to expand the American empire. He wants soft power. But he said when he was running, they catch cartels trying to ship fentanyl in here that's killed over 1.5 million people. He's going to kill them. And 100% in law and in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence, it is not a right of the president to kill invaders and attackers and marauders. It is his duty. So I'm going to play Rubio again and Vance and then get to this. But it's already in the Constitution. It's already in the Declaration of Independence. But the third president, who was always not for expanding outside the U.S., and who wrote most of the Constitution, who wrote most of the Declaration of Independence, who wrote most of the Bill of Rights, you may have heard of him, the man that said, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. George Washington and Adams after him paid the massive tribute to the Barbary pirates in the Arabian Sea and in the Mediterranean, the equivalent of billions of dollars a year, and so did the British, and so did everybody else, because major governments run by the Barbary pirates, I'll list in a moment, would take the ships, kidnap any women, sell them into sex slavery, put the men into slavery, or kill them. And so when they took our ships and took them hostage, Thomas Jefferson launched what is the Marine Corps today. That's where they get the name Leathernecks, because we had the best armor. They came up with it. Thick armor up above the ears with the metal helmets and long chainmail up over the hands, and then thick leather over it, so that when the Barbary pirates tried to use their different cutlasses and swords to get to them, they couldn't. And that's why Marines are called Leathernecks today. That's why you have, from the halls of Montezuma, that came later, to the shores of Tripoli, was because he launched a 4-year war to crush five different governments because they were taking our commerce, taking our ships, and those ships flew the American flag. Under international law, going back to Rome, when a ship's flying a flag, it is that country. And so Thomas Jefferson kept us out of the wars, the French Revolutions, all of it. But when it came to attacking our ships, he sent in the Marines. And, man, I've read books on it. You talk about incredible battles, incredible wars, daring stuff. They'd capture one U.S. ship with five or six ships. They'd send in the Marines at night, outnumbered. They'd storm the facilities they were in, kill everybody, blow it up. Didn't have troops to get the ships out. They'd stolen. They'd burn those up. Half of them get killed going in. But the pirates began to crap their britches. So the British wouldn't take them on. Nobody would take them on. They had the biggest name in the world. But we did. You think we're going to pay billions of dollars a year equivalent to you? We're coming. So when somebody says Trump can't blow up a boat full of enough fentanyl to kill 20 million people with known TDA terrorists run by the Venezuelan government, that's a lie. I know the left picked it up when I said, I am for blowing up these boats full of drugs. Oh, Jones is suddenly a warmonger. Yeah, I'm for wars that defend our sovereignty. I'm for wars that defend our people. That's what wars are supposed to be. And we had the Russians surrounding us with hundreds of thousands of troops and missiles. I'd be against the Russians. We've been surrounding them. Trump's trying to end that. So the Barbary pirates tried to block all those straits and stop our commerce and grab our ships and enslave our people. And Thomas Jefferson sent the Marines straight in on them, outnumbered in most battles 5-1. And our Marines won of hundreds of battles, the vast majority. And when our people got captured, we attacked their bases, attacked their fortresses, had the Marines scale walls, 100-foot, 200-foot walls at night. And go right in to the leadership's bedrooms and cut their heads off. And the Arabs began, and the Muslims began to fear the U.S. Marines. Talk about the U.S. Marines have this fable thing all over the world. It's the soldiers of death and victory. Starts right there. But of course, the United States of America sent our best, and our best. We're the best, and our best are the best. We must rediscover that. We don't start wars, we finish wars. And when you attack an American anywhere, you attack this country. I don't care if you're Fauci or Bill Gates or Benjamin Netanyahu staging false flags. I don't care if you're Xi Jinping. I don't care who you are. But we are an incredible country, and we're rediscovering our roots and who we are. So Trump ordered strike on suspected boat. They had the intelligence on the ground. They saw it loaded on. They'd already tracked the boat before. They knew, and they blew it up. And they say, we'll do more. Here's Rubio and then Vice President Vance on. I totally agree with them. And then I'm going to read you a little bit of the history of the Barbary pirates. Go to it.
The United States has long, for many, many years, established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. The President of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
And it wasn't a one-off. Rubio says strikes like these will happen again.
On the Venezuela vessel, vessel strike, what legal authority were you guys working under, and will there be an after report on the strike?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be an after report. I mean, the legal authority, and I want to talk about these kids, is that there are people who are bringing literal terrorists who are bringing deadly drugs into our country, and the President of the United States ran on a promise of stopping this poison from coming into our country. Another question?
Americans are dead. So do I support killing 11 TDA scumbags working for the Venezuelan government that is the Mac Daddy over the cartels? You bet I do. Do I support bombing Maduro? Yeah, I do. I support constitutional war, defensive war. I support violence for defense. I don't like violence. I use violence. I support violence to stop violence. I abhor violence. But I abhor letting ourselves be attacked and rolling over to violence way more than I dislike defensive violence. So you bet. I wholeheartedly endorse destroying these vessels. We know the government runs these things. And so I support the threatening Venezuelan Navy being sent to the bottom of Davy Jones's locker. They've killed, and the majority of it came out of Venezuela, upwards of 1 million people. It's over 1.5 million total. And so I ask you, do you support our 1.5 million dead people, or do you support the 11 dead? And Rubio said, don't send any more boats full of it. We're going to blow them up. You heard him. So if you don't support what Trump did, you support the 1.5 million dead. Here's a basic history of the Barbary Pirate War, part one, because for 20 years they backed off. They had to get their asses kicked again. Thomas Jefferson played a pivotal role in confronting the Barbary Pirates during his presidency, marking the first overseas military conflict for the United States. As Secretary of State under George Washington and later as President, Jefferson opposed the practice of paying tribute to the Barbary Pirates, but it still happened. Morocco, Algiers, Tunis, and Tripoli for safe passage of American merchant ships in the Mediterranean, viewing it as both dishonorable and unsustainable. Because what did Rudyard Kipling say? When you feed the alligator, it eats you last. When you pay off the pirate, the bounty just gets bigger. When he became president in March 1801, the Pasha of Tripoli, Yusuf Karamali, demanded an increased tribute of 225,000, that's like 10 billion today, and declared war by cutting down the American flag at the consulate, prompting Jefferson to act. Rather than continue paying tribute, Jefferson sent the U.S. Navy squadron led by Commodore Richard Dale to blockade Tripoli in May of 1801, initiating the First Barbary War. This decision was within his constitutional authority through the initial misled Congress by claiming a defensive posture. Well, it was at first, due to lack of formal war authorization. The U.S. Navy engaged Barbary ships, and Lieutenant Andrew Stewart of the USS Enterprise secured the first American victory by defeating the Tripoli Corsair Tripoli in August 1801. There were hundreds of battles that followed. The conflict included notable events such as the capture of the USS Philadelphia in 1803 and its subsequent destruction by Stephen Decatur. So we got warships called the Decatur, in a daring raid to prevent its use by the enemy. In 1805, American military pressure combined with a covert mission led by William Eaton to install the rival claimant to the Tripolitan throne forced negotiations. The war ended in the treaty that secured the release of American prisoners and established safe passage without annual tribute, marked a shift in U.S. foreign policy towards military deterrence. Although hostilities resumed briefly in 1815 during James Madison's presidency, the Second Barbary War, the victories under Jefferson effectively ended the practice of paying tribute to the Barbary states and affirmed American naval power, who were also slavers, I would add. Jefferson's actions laid the foundations for the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps and a permanent institutions commemorated the Marine Corps hymn with the line, "The Shores of Tripoli." So when some leftist says, Jones is a fascist, Jones is a Nazi, Jones loves war now. No, you're the left that loves the Ukraine war that we started. No, I'm against wars we start and insane wars. No, everything I do is based in the Constitution and in history and understanding. And everything Trump has done so far is 100% Americana, except his insane plan he talked about to send American citizens to El Salvador. Totally illegal, can't do it. And his executive order to put people in jail for 1 year burning the flag, which it wasn't. It said if there's a burn ban, don't give them a waiver. So I call balls and strikes. It's what I do. But I thought today, instead of me just coming on air and saying, it's constitutional, I thought I would do a little history lesson. And there's a lot more to that. But Trump's already put a $50 million reward on Maduro. They manipulate our elections, everything else. They run the Mexican government, basically. That's why they're so powerful. There were two countries that until about the 1950s were actually richer per capita than the United States of America. And we were overall the richest country in the world then, individually. The average citizen, you could argue being the demographic numbers in history, but there were three countries that were the richest in the world for the average person, the biggest middle classes. United States of America, Argentina, and Venezuela. And you saw what communism did to those countries. Venezuela has more natural resources per square foot than any country in the world. Per square foot, more oil. It comes out of the ground, sweet, meaning barely needs to be refined to be gasoline. They got everything else they need. But they've gone from the individuals there being richer than the average American individually to literally years ago, they ate all the dogs and cats and pigeons off the streets. And we got to get these harpies and the Sean Penns saying we need to be like Venezuela. So that's another example in communism and why it is such a dreadful scourge. I don't like regime change. I've supported none of the regime change because the CIA always puts something in worse. So I really don't even trust even Trump's government. I trust Trump, but I don't even trust who's in there. Ratcliffe, to do a regime change, let them have real elections. They'll probably put something worse in if that's possible. So I don't really even support regime change. I do support blowing up these ships full of drugs that are killing so many people. But it's up to you to make your own decisions as an American, what you're going to support. But let's be adults about all this. And I said weeks ago, with this authorization, Nick Cartels, I said, I bet you, have the archives find it, Trump hits Venezuela first. Because he's all about action and at the head. And if he's serious, he'd hit Venezuela first. And I even predicted, I bet he starts blowing up drug boats first. That's a good test. It happened. You ask, how do I know that? You got 5 hours, I'll explain it all. But that's the fun thing about history and current military policies and geopolitical things and studying each nation that's important is that you get a good map of what's happening. And then you can predict if you've got good policymakers what they're going to do versus bad policymakers. And that's how I can predict the policies of Trump 9 times out of 10 before they're announced, because he's trying to do the best job he can. So many times what we say Trump ought to do, he does to the letter. And it's not even so much that he listens, though they do have us on 24/7 in the war room there at the White House. It's that we're simpatico on so many fronts. And that's what's exciting. Now we've got this other big issue with him. He's a dictator, troops, ICE. Oh my God. ICE wears masks. Guys are trying to kill him. And oh, Trump's a dictator. That's the Podesta plan for the martial law to say he's a dictator. We knew this was coming. And you've got the mayor of DC. A few weeks into troops there, goes, oh, it's actually working. Crime's way down. And now, though, she knows constituents wants that, but she knows constituents don't really pay attention to the law, so they file lawsuits to kick the Trump troops, the U.S. troops, out of D.C., when all they are is a symbol to the criminals. They're just sitting around on their cell phones, but that's okay, because just that image is the Soros reign of terror is over. But it's still just a Band-Aid because as soon as they leave and the police are standing down to the orders, it's going to go crazy. And the police are said in D.C. were ordered to stand down. So you have the mayor saying Trump's doing a great job, crime's totally dropped because she knows her constituents support it. She was against it 2 weeks ago. Now she's for it last week. But now they filed suit to block it. And then CNN says top Democrats worry Trump will cancel elections to keep hold of power. They call that canceling elections with their mail-in ballots, their illegals voting, which he's going into block. And they said, we'll call him a dictator before we trigger the civil unrest. And now they're trying to do it. But people are ahead of them. We're ahead of them. You're ahead of them. They got problems. Here's a clip from CNN.
Governors Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker are two closely watched Democrats who may run for president in 2028. Both are increasingly sounding the alarm that a free and fair election may not even happen.
People actually think this guy's serious about having another election. You think he's joking about 2028? No, I'm not calm, and I'm not going to submit myself to niceties. Not when this guy's trying to wreck our goddamn country.
He'd like to stop the elections in 2026 or, frankly, take control of those elections. He'll just claim that there's some problem with an election.
Oh, and pause. He's got back up to the second. See? They've openly got illegals voting, they admit. They're openly doing mail-in ballots. They're openly caught in all the fraud. He goes in and says, no other country in the world accepts mail-in ballots like this. It's all illegal everywhere. And they're like, he's going to cancel elections, martial law. That means enforcing federal law on elections. So you see the little bridge there? Let's continue.
Take control of those elections. He'll just claim that there's some problem with an election, and then he's got troops on the ground that can take control.
Let's talk about all of this with Dan Pfeiffer, a former senior advisor to President Obama, currently a co-host of Pod Save America and author of Message Box on Substack. Thanks for being here, Dan. I want to start with what J.B. Pritzker said, because this is the thing that I hear most from Democrats, which is just the first election nationally that we're going to see, the midterms. And that is, how do we know that they're not going to be messed with? I mean, it's the kind of thing that we heard on the Republican side, pushed by Donald Trump erroneously going into 2020 and others. But I haven't heard Democrats this concerned. Talk about the ecosystem and versus the reality that's driving that.
Well, it's the Podesta plan, August of 2020. If Trump is able to win, we'll declare he stole it, have the state secede, say he's a dictator, and they said again, if he wins this time, we'll do it. It's a plan. We know. It's why I harp on it. So they know their fraud's being exposed. They know he's got the executive orders in place. They know he's cutting off the federal funds if they do it. And so they're getting ready to say he steals the election, which they said nobody ever steals elections. You're not allowed to look at that. But now, oh, stealing of elections is very real. You see record numbers of Democrats at every level turning to Republican. Even the skewed polls say it's the first time in U.S. history that the Republican Party is the party of the majority. Democrats have the lowest poll in their history on every poll. They have the lowest fundraising ever. They are flatlining. Even Bill Maher said a few months ago, they're game over. So now they want to overturn the entire chessboard. All right. The War Room at Infowars.com/show on stations across the country. At Real Alex Jones and at InfoWars on X. We'll make sure it's posted at the top. The War Room. Rob Dew, Christy Lee, and others today. Loaded for bear. The War Room. You're the InfoWarriors. I know you're awake. We want to wake up others. Share the feed. Forbidden information. Tell those you share the feed with to share it. They're loaded. They're ready. They got other stuff for the committee hearing with Kennedy we didn't get to. It's all coming up on The War Room with Rob Dew, Christy Lee, and others today, 3 to 6 p.m., Infowars.com/show, and stations across the country. Very thankful for those stations. We're going to also take the clips out of the show at Real Alex Jones on X. Take the clips, put them on Band-Out Video. They belong to you. Get them out. They're coffin nails to the tyrants. Share all these reports. It's so important. And please financially support us while getting game-changing products. I only sell products that really blow people away. And my job is to get people on the fence that ever got them to just support the broadcast. See, you're getting methylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or our detox for your heart and everything with the great product we've got there. All of it, Ultimate Life Force. Just say it's a donation. Okay, yeah, I'll get it. And see how amazing it is. I know you're going to be hooked as a customer. Big discounts right now. A big sale going right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get off the bench. Get in the game. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. 25% off right now. It's all there. Thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the tip of the spear of the Second Amendment Revolution. Thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.